is Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Just this morning, I learned major news about the Democrats' latest attempt to shut down InfoWars and so much more. Stay with us. We're about to...
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Cover massively important news. All right, there's been big new developments in the assassination. Obvious cover-up of Charlie Kirk. Nate Kornacki, Green Beret, really smart, is going to be joining us. But that's in the fourth hour. Peter Ticton, Trump's longest-serving lawyer, working with the president for decades and decades and decades, has the inside scoop on saboteurs in the DOJ, deep staters, including the deputy attorney general. And I didn't just have the deputy attorney general block investigations into the DOJ's funding of the lawsuits against me last week. I hadn't really even gone after him for that. Because as I've told you, we're important, but not as important as going after the top globalist kingpins. And we know he was behind the scenes working with other operatives to block the indictments that had actually been handed forward in Virginia against Comey and others, and then Trump learned of that. Now, Trump likes him a lot. He was his criminal lawyer, but he's a Democrat. Trump has these blind spots. And so we're now starting to beat the war drums on Todd Blanche. By the war drums, if he gets in line and gets out of the way and starts going after deep staters, then, you know, that's fine and dandy. But people are shocked. I've not even been making an issue about my case, InfoWars, with people from the White House and others when they call me. And like Steve Bannon this morning when we talked, texting back and forth, he reached out saying, what the hell is this? And he knows Todd. And people, listeners are everywhere. There's viral videos on YouTube, people saying, why is Trump not defending Alex Jones? Well, he's got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm not a baby. And quite frankly, when I met with Ed Martin, you know, they've been reaching out for a while, the task force, strike force task force leader on government weaponization, I said, don't you have a bigger step to do than defend me? And he goes, no, we know about the case. It's totally weaponized. We're opposed to clean house, so you know, get up here and meet with us. And, you know, get us all your information. And we've been talking for months before that. So I'm not even, you know, really generating this. He's actually out there doing his job. And a bunch of other people that have been targeted have contacted me and said, you know, Ed Martin's contacted them. I mean, he didn't just go, oh, we love Alex Jones, let's defend him. I mean, the raping of this operation, the fake auctions, the DOJ funding and the show trials produced by HBO where I'm already found guilty and then they have a fake trial with a fake juries. I mean, the juries are real, but I'm already guilty. They're like, no, they got sloppy with you. And so now the deputy, you know, DOJ guy is Blanche is protecting the Democrats and the deep staters. And Martin didn't say that. He wouldn't say anything bad about Blanche. I've got this from everybody else. And one of the biggest ones that's out there publicly saying it is Trump's longtime lawyer, Peter Ticton. So he's on next hour. You'll hear directly from him. But yeah, I know all about Mr. Blanche because, I mean, you know, I got tire marks of the truck he was driving, you know, on my body and face. I mean, I just ran me over last week. So that's firsthand. I know all about it. And so, you know, why would you do that? Well, because he's trying to protect the institution. You protect the institution by cleaning the son of a bitch up. We're going to lose the whole damn country if you people don't grow some testicles. And the intel I've got from, I mean, we're talking like 10 people at least behind the scenes that are high level. And then what I see in the news on the Patriot channels is accurate. Blanche is not even bad. It's that they see the Democrats out there threatening to put everybody in prison when they get back in if you help Trump in any way. And they're intimidated. Well, it's okay. Resign. But you need to understand, this collision with the unstoppable force meets the immovable object is here. So, business as usual is over. We have the initiative. We're winning. There's no way the globalists win now. All they can do is destabilize things enough to cause a global collapse and a nuclear war. That's it. So, come over to us. Have some self-preservation. Get out of your D.C. bubble, your Southern District of New York bubble, and come in for the big win. That's all I ask of my soldiers. And America's soldiers and Trump's soldiers is that they take action and grow testicles. Okay? It's real simple. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, it is Friday, October 3rd, 2025. And people that say that there's such a thing as boring news days are living under a rock somewhere or have an IQ below room temperature. We have spectacularly insane things going on everywhere. I'm going to do my best to go over it and break it all down here today. There's so much good news. It's just dizzying. Also, a lot of really bad news, very, very scary news. And it's just best to get it all out there. But I am so blessed and honored with this incredible audience of activists that despite all the bad guys' attempts to shut us down, we are bigger than ever. And I'm not in competition with people. In fact, I want other patriots to be more successful than I've been, because I don't like to be number one, because that means we haven't woken up enough people. There's such a talent pool out there that I shouldn't, year after year, really for the last 15 years, been number one in the fight against the New World Order. I mean, you could argue Ron Paul before, or, you know, obviously Trump and Elon on the stage now, doing much more against the globalist. But that's in the limited time frame right now we're in. It's not a competition. But because the bad guys know that, we have been insanely targeted, demonized, and attacked. Because they know, I know how they operate, I know how to beat them. And if people actually listen to what I say, learn the information I know, then it's like teaching somebody how to fish. You don't have to feed them anymore. Once you get it, it's not like you're getting your info from me. Once you understand how things really work, then you click, then you're off on your own. The little birdie out of the nest. And so an illustration of that, again, I said I'm not in competition with anybody, except for Trump and Elon Musk, who, when they decide to do shows, have up to a billion listeners and viewers. That's why they should do more of that. Like, only one interview with Trump and Elon, over a billion listeners on the stream itself, and it was the top story for a week everywhere, billions more. And I was like, oh, can we have these every week, please? So, you know, even we're at top numbers, it takes me a week or two to get a billion, okay? So I'm seeing our big cannons are Trump and Musk. That's when they had that falling out. I was like pulling out any hair I had left. People were like, oh, let's just choose a side. I'm with Elon. I'm with Trump. And I'm like, how about this is really bad for humanity? But in tribalism, we're supposed to pick a side. But my point is, InfoWars was the number one English-speaking media organization, period, in 2016, 2017, 2018. Then under censorship, we got crushed down, but we're still very influential and massive, not just on air, but behind the scenes. But since Elon brought us back 2.5 years ago, just on X alone as a beachhead and then Rumble, we have been one of the top two or three broadcasts, and I haven't really wanted to say this because I know our enemies already know it, but the listeners need to know the success we're having, which shows what the public's looking for, how awake they are. We're number one. We're bigger than Rogan, bigger than Tucker, bigger than everything. We're number one again. And you just have to understand, when you're in the pole position, it's a very dangerous position. But I just need to get a little intel announcement. We're number one. Now, if Musk was doing shows every day, he'd be number one. Trump's in a different category altogether. It's not about who's number one, except you need to know why we're under so much attack and why your support is so vital. Because, I mean, this is not little boy's work. This is big boy pants stuff, okay? And so I have all this massive news. Trump announcing basically the invasion of Venezuela, which I told you months and months ago. People said I was crazy. I said he's blowing up these boats, and then he's going to start hitting airfields and bases. And then when the Venezuelans shoot back, the Marines are going in. By the way, the Venezuelans know it. Can we pull up the 400-pound Venezuelan communist militia? So that place is going to fold like a house of cards in a high wind or in a tornado. And I've never been for offensive invasions. I'm not supported any wars, Vietnam or on. But they are killing millions of us with the fentanyl, and they are the Democrat Party's piggy bank. I mean, they're wedded at the hip. And I can tell you that Thomas Jefferson would invade Venezuela. So that's what he did when the Middle East and the Barbary states were taking over our ships and enslaving our people and killing thousands of our sailors every year. He said, we're not paying a ransom to you. Here come the Marines. It took 2 years to beat them, but they beat them. That was the first Barbary War. Then they tried it again a decade later, and another president wiped them out. That's why in the Marine Corps battle hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we'll fight our country's battles. That guy's pull up a Marine Corps battle hymn with lyrics, you know, with the choir actually singing, not just the music. I want to play that. So I look at the Constitution. I look at U.S. classical doctrine. You're shipping fentanyl in. You're laundering money. You're engaged in election fraud. You're a communist dictatorship. They're killing our people. And so you want a righteous war? This is it. Now, I think it's dangerous because the CIA, like the Bay of Pigs, with Kennedy, probably not the whole CIA, but globalist elements, will probably try to sabotage this mission. But I think it's clear that Trump's got enough operational control over the military that I would only go with Defense Intelligence Agency and the different intelligence coordinate groups out of Southcom, and I quite frankly would blind the CIA and cut them out of this mission if they're going to do it. That is my advice. I would literally not have them involved in the communications or direction of this, because it's not all of them that are, you know, that are disloyal, but it's the majority of them. I mean, they are company men and women, leftist on average, definitely cowards. So, if and you've got a lot of top generals and people resigning today. That's why Trump got all the generals together a few days ago. So, it's on. So, that's a huge story. We'll obviously be getting to that. But this story about InfoWars and what's happening right now is illustrative of everything else that's going on. And so, here it is. A day and a half ago, Bigly, our sponsor, that owns the Alex Jones Network, that's been built and set up in case they shut down InfoWars, they also fund InfoWars, and our sponsor here, they, like a month ago, said, hey, we're building an app for your show, an audio feed, a video feed, and they go there, it's the store, and it's got discounts for, you know, anybody that uses the app, 20% off, right off the top, and on top of everything else. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, they launched the app Wednesday in the afternoon. And it shoots to number 9 by like 7 o'clock at night. Chase Geyser calls me. I go, oh, that's great. We'll have you on tomorrow about it. Then it hits number 6 yesterday while he's on the show. It went to number 2 in the world this morning, and that's where it is, only behind X. The number 2 Apple, we haven't even launched Droid yet, the number 2 Apple app for news, period, is now AlexJonesApp.com. And you know, it's good we have a URL to send you right to the subpage. Because Chase was being kind yesterday. He said, oh, there's a propagation problem. But we checked, had coders check. We checked new apps other people launched, instantly available, just like an X search system, same thing on Apple. They are blocking anybody that puts in the exact name of the app, AJN Live, Alex Jones Network Live, and it makes you scroll through dozens of pages. We got screenshots of it or video capture of this right now. Then you go check all the other new apps, takes you right to it. So it's not some propagation issue. This is some technician inside. Because this was talking to Chase. This wasn't like it when they first launched it Wednesday. No, you go right to it. Suddenly, it was a propagation issue, and now you can't find it. But despite the fact that they've made it non-searchable, it has gone to number two in the world. So think about that. That's the desire of the public to get unfiltered information in tomorrow's news today. Look at this. Alex Jones' app, AJN Live, dominates Apple Store despite censorship scheme making it hard to find after searching for it. It has shot to number two. Alex Jones' app, AJN Live, shoots to number two in the world in less than 48 hours. Despite Apple Store's censoring scheme making it hard to find after searching for it. And you can go into, there's hundreds of new apps, you know, a day. And so I was like, well, let's see if that's on purpose. And you went, everybody else you can find right away. You type in the exact name, won't pull it up. Absolutely hilarious. So X is number one. AJN Live is number two. Reddit is number three, and then it goes on from there. And look, I'm not trying to get the pole position ahead of X. Elon really has pushed that and promoted that, and we're on X. We love it. But I don't know if this growth rate, we might end up being, you know, beating X as the number one news source in the world. Of course, we are on X, and X relaunched. That's why this is happening. But what does that say to the system? You know, when I get up here and I show you the numbers years ago, go, hey, we're number one. I'm not saying to go, oh, aren't I great? No, I'm saying you made us number one. This is what the people want. This is an illustration of where the world is. This is about you, not me. And for me, that's why in wars at the front lines, you don't have generals in full battle uniform, full dress uniform, the opposite of battle uniform, full dress uniform, parading around up on the embankment because that's what everybody's going to shoot at. That's where we are. So this is really a life and death situation for me. Because we got the worst people in the world gunning for us. And you talk about God and the way God works. They had the hearing Wednesday at the federal court. The judge, Lopez, who's shot down 10 times in a row all the criminal stuff they've done. I mean, literal fake auctions, trying to raid us with the DOJ with no court order to shut us down. I mean, remember all that last year? It was so crazy we kept surviving. A lot of people said this can't be real because it doesn't sound real. Believe me, it is. And then now he said it's clear for the state court, the Guerra Gamble literal Antifa Soros lady with blue hair and Antifa uniforms. Look it up. I mean, this is literally, this town's like worst Soros run place in the country. He's like, oh, New York's worse for Portland. No, they've done studies. Musk has spent something like $50 million trying to remove the Soros judges and DA because they're elected here. I mean, it's been big fights here. I mean, it's like commie land, folks. If you're black or Hispanic, you can shoot and kill somebody, and you're out the next day, no bond, under Jose Garza. So, I mean, when I say, like, I mean, literal Antifa judge, literal blue hair Antifa uniform, you know, black outfits, blue hair. She doesn't have blue hair now. But that, imagine having a Soros Antifa judge. Well, that's his plan for the whole country. He already runs most of the cities. That's the tyranny. They're putting these literal sociopaths in that hate this country so much. It's insane. The chips on their shoulders and the arrogance of these people. So on the same day that happens, and the receiver's appointed, so they could come anytime. I just forgotten they were launching this app because literally Bigley runs it. You know, it's theirs. They own it. You know, they got my authorization to, you know, do all that. And it goes to number two in the world in less than 48 hours. That is the most clear form of voting there is. People voting with their actions. And then, of course, suddenly Apple, sometime yesterday morning, when it's already shooting up to the top, you know, 8 or 9, suddenly you can't search it when you put in the direct name of the app. Well, why do you think we had a URL for it with the old app that went to number one in news in 2017 before they banned us? Just a simple app with an audio feed on it and a news feed. The old Alex Jones app. It went to number one. And before it went to number one, because it was up for like 5, 6 years before it went there. But it was, you know, oh, it's in the top 1,000. It's in the top 400. It's in the top 2. It's in the top 100. And it was in the top, you know, 50 or so for years. But when it went to number one, before that, it was like in the top 10. I remember we wrote articles about it. You couldn't search it again. That's the trick. Hey, there's an app we don't like going to number one. Simple. Make it where they can't search it. But despite they did that and made it where you can't search it, it's still gone to number two. And I was, you know, thinking back when they told me a few months ago, hey, we're building this app. And I remember saying, create a URL that takes you right to it. And I didn't even tell them why. So that's knowledge. In fact, when I even give these orders, I don't even think why I'm giving it. I just go, create a URL that goes directly to it so they can get it, because I just already have the knowledge. I don't even think, why do I think that? I can sit down and go, why do I think that? Oh, they censored that. But see, that's when you get wisdom of decades of frontline, 18-hour-a-day combat with these people. You just, as a commander in an operation, you just know the right move instantly. People go, how does he know that? This is, you know, famous in history and war and everything. How does he make the decision so fast? It's the because you've already been under it over and over and over and over and over. You've been attacked so much that it's instinctive when you resist. It's like military and police are trained to just shoot and shoot and train and train and train and train. And then instinctively, somebody pulls a gun, points it at you, you don't even think, boom, they're dead. And then the police survive. The problem with that is a kid's out with a BB gun, looks like a real gun, pulls it out, cops don't know, boom. But that's what instinctive action is about. When Trump said in one of his books, The Art of the Deal, the deepest thing I ever learned was to be shallow. People said, how would a dumb comment? No, that's not true. All your instincts, all your life, all your experience, all your genetics, the spirit, everything is who you are. And then that first approximation, that first gut level thing is really always right. Now you may misinterpret what the gut's telling you. The gut's really your brain's up here when it really thinks it goes, ooh, don't do that, or oh, do that. You know, I know when something's right and I'm on the target, I get chills. When I'm really saying something that's absolute zeitgeist, I go, ooh, I mean, I'm not even thinking about it. I start saying it. I get, ooh, chills. When something's bad, all of a sudden my stomach goes, mm. And it's just like in Lord of the Rings, the archetype of the sword Sting. When the goblins are near, or the orcs, it glows blue. It's the spidey sense, ladies and gentlemen. It's everything that made us survive to this point that was passed on to us. How does a butterfly know how to fly from central Canada all the way to Mexico and lay its eggs? You ever think about that? What's the programming? What's the computer chip? It's genetic memory and magnetic cones in its brain that follow the magnetic lines of the planet. It's been documented now. Now they know. Hooking butterfly brains up to supercomputers. Same thing with hummingbirds. The government spent probably billions, a lot of it secret, just studying migratory birds and insects to understand that, because obviously they want to create synthetic versions of that for navigation. We don't even need satellites anymore. You can create artificial chips based off brains that track the very circuitry of the planet. That's why now they go to Peru and Mexico and Egypt and England and Scotland, and they go to the standing stones, they go to the temples that were built, sometimes in the middle of nowhere, bottom of a valley, top of a mountain, and then they hook up the electronics and they find out it's a vortex of electromagnetic radiation coming out. So this is all the stuff they don't want you to know about, ladies and gentlemen. But moving on from that, I knew that they'd pull this crap. And you know what? They'll probably ban it. I bet the ADL, like, I don't bet, I guarantee you, the leftist groups, all of them, they're probably hitting Apple with 5,000, you know, text messages a second, you know, literally, and false reports. They're murdering children on there. They're doing, you know, there's snuff films on it. Jones is selling, you know, PCP on the site. And hey, ban it. That just makes it bigger. Because people know you don't want them to have this. So, remember Tim Cook said that I was being curated. Well, if he's, when they banned me, when he led the ban on me in 2018, well, is he going to ban Rumble? Because we're on the Rumble app, we're on the X app, we're all over the place there. But yeah, imagine now if they ban it, because you know it was searchable the first 5-6 hours, 2 days ago. But when it shot into the top 10 in hours, oh, suddenly you can't search it. Like, what are we going to do? It's going to go to number one. Block the search. That's what Google does. All their fake results, same thing. And did it work? No, now we're at number two. So this is a litmus test for everything. This is a battle cry. This is a Roman standard. This is what I keep explaining to you. So I want to say great job to the listeners on your email, on your text message, on your X, on your Instagram, everywhere, at your office. Say, hey, you know, Alex Jones, the guy they demonized, the guy they lied about, the guy they censored so they could create a straw man about him and said he peed on kids' graves. Nobody ever did that, period, much less me. And they raised hundreds of millions of dollars off his name, the Democrats party, calling themselves the Sandy Hook families. You know that guy they say Satan himself? Well, his app, in less than 48 hours, has gone to number two in the world, only behind X. What does that say about the establishment? That people see me as a symbol of resistance and rebellion. It's bigger than me. And the bad guys knew that. That's why they tried to take me off the air and then build a straw man of Alex Jones. Because if they can do that to me, they can do it to you. And it was a crew pointed out that The Onion, run by Bloomberg publicly, that tried to take over InfoWars with a fake auction, they've now bragged last month, oh, we're going to take over in state court, we're going to get it, and we're going to misrepresent that we're Alex Jones and act like we're him and make fun and confuse people. Now they came out 2 days ago and said, we're going to put out fake articles and fake quotes and not even tell you it's satire, just enough you should know it's The Onion, of Charlie Kirk. See, because they failed when they said he said black women are stupid and black people can't fly airplanes. I had that clip 2 days ago. I never played it. Get the compilation, maybe it was Monday or Tuesday, of what Charlie Kirk really said. He said the opposite. But see, that's all they've got. Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK are not very fine people. They don't care. It's this, I mean, people finally, though, saw after the censorship got partially lifted on X, and there were just thousands of videos of black people and others going, I am pissed off. I believe he said the KKK was very fine people, and he said the opposite after Charlottesville. But that's all they've got is to silence us, shut us up, and then misrepresent who we are. But some beautiful things are happening. Starting with the FBI, now across the board, the federal government is breaking ties with the ADL that literally goes in and brainwashes and says there's white supremacists everywhere. They're going to kill everyone. Trump's a white supremacist. The OK sign means Heil Hitler or something. I thought it meant like everything's A-OK. That's what it is in sign language. And Charlie Kirk's an extremist and dangerous. Now, they pulled that, but too late. Now they're getting banned everywhere. And by banned, they're not having being censored. They're not going to be in the government setting policy. They're getting banned from hijacking and running our government because we didn't elect Greenblatt. So we got new developments on that front as well. I want to speak a little bit more about the app going to number two in the world. I mean, look, anything's possible, but you know, X is so massive. I don't know if we could top X. If Elon says we should, then it will happen.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat wearing meat eating son of a gun loving sun loving hot blooded Texian two stepping outlaw free one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit.
Looking for a new
it now at theelvishowstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish up talking about our app going to number two in the world in news apps, only behind X, and in the top 200, surging up ahead of Uber. I mean, I think we'll be in the top 100 the next few days, and just who knows? I mean, this is just amazing. What a referendum on what people are hungry for, and another example of how the corporate media has been dead a long time. But I was just talking about this yesterday and 10 minutes ago. I said the Southern Poverty Law Center is the next for the U.S. government to break ties with it and not have them, a literal multinational anti-American intelligence agency, basically it's the ADL's side group, twin sister, that literally teaches that America shouldn't exist, that communism is good, that George Washington was evil. They advise and train federal agents, federal agencies, police departments, everything. But they're all over the place. They give awards to local police chiefs and people and pay them off. So this is ADL. Director Kash Patel started to really take some good actions here. The Southern Poverty Law Center long ago abandoned civil rights work and turned it into a partisan smear machine. Their so-called hate map has been used to defame mainstream Americans and even inspired violence. Yeah, they got people shot and killed. This disgraceful record makes them unfit for any FBI partnership. In April, during our anti-Christian bias panel, I made it clear that the FBI will never rely on politicized or agenda-driven intelligence. Yeah, they have intelligence reports. So is the ADL to the government. Outside groups, and certainly not from the SPLC. Under the FBI, all ties with the SPLC have been officially terminated. Wow, that is really good news, and we said that's coming next. This is seismic. This is a big, big, big deal. Now, I want to get into Trump getting ready to go into Venezuela. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Trump declaring the Democrats the party of Satan, which they are. That is a fundamentally very, very good thing to do. I want to get into all this other insane news on the economy, the shutdown. There is so much today and huge guests coming up, including Trump's main lawyer to expose the DOJ sabotage and who's up to it blocking Trump's agenda and going after the deep state. That is all coming up. But I wanted to bring the great Chase Geiser, who actually headed up and built the app. And we'll put that URL up on screen for people, because you have to go to that URL to be able to go to the Apple store where you can download it for free, because they've made it non-searchable when you put in the exact name. AlexJonesApp.com. Download the app, watch and share now. Let's send it to number one in news in the world. Let's send it to number one in news in the world. What a message to the censors. And again, I don't own the app. Bigly built it. They're authorized to do it. By the way, everybody's authorized to build apps with my face and my name. It's always been free to air. I belong to all of you. Non-exclusive license of the world. I've done this for over 25 years. Anybody else wants to build Alex Jones apps? Anybody else, as long as you link to the broadcast and the show. But even in this world of tyranny, you want to create a parody site and lie about me. It doesn't matter. The people will figure it out. Nobody will get your app. But to all the good people out there that I want to work with you, I want to help you, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Do what Chase Geiser did. He said, I think I should go to Bigly in Arkansas. I can help you more. I said, great. He's up there. He's back and forth, but he officially works for them. He goes and does this, and it shoots to number two in the world in less than 48 hours. That's not waiting for orders from headquarters. That's going to the sound of the guns. You know, that goes back to our Revolutionary War. And they didn't have radio back then, folks. They had couriers. And when they were getting ready to go, you know, face some of those big final battles, George Washington said, listen, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Go to the sound of the fight. And that's what it's about. So great job, Chase. This is a big, big deal. Give us the latest on it.
It's been absolutely incredible the last 40 hours. We've got tens of thousands of users right now. We're hoping to get into the hundreds of thousands number. And like we were talking about yesterday, Alex, this is the messaging that we're sending out to everybody today from our email lists and from our text lists. This is the most accurate poll of how the American people can show the New World Order, the globalists, the leftists, whatever you want to call this evil, satanic, globalist, child trafficking cabal, what the people are actually resonating with. And the fact that we just soared within 24 hours with just an email and an SMS campaign to number two in the app store is remarkable. Past the BBC, past Fox News. We're in the top 200 of all apps right now, Alex. Not just in the news category, passing apps like Uber, which is one of the most famous apps ever with one of the largest IPOs of all time. I mean, famous apps that everybody uses, or many people, millions of people use every single day. And it's because people are flooding in. So the main call to action here is if you go to AlexJonesApp.com and you download the app. The Android version's coming out next week. We're working on that. That just takes, there's a few more hurdles in order to get that done. But if you go there and you download the app, first of all, you ensure that you can always watch Alex Jones no matter what happens to InfoWars. You can always watch the other InfoWars hosts no matter what happens to InfoWars, because we'll ensure that that feed is always what you're doing, Alex. That's the first reason. Second reason, of course, is you get an additional 20% off the already incredible, unprecedented sales that are going on at the AlexJonesStore.com when you install the app. And the third reason, and my personal favorite, is just to give the middle finger to the New World Order, because the ranks don't lie. The number of users we have doesn't lie. There are more people that are engaging with our app than Fox News, BBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, AP, you name it. All these leftist outlets who have been so arrogant in their hubris, acting like, oh, they're so official with their multi-million dollar contracts every deal for their no talents, like the Don Lemons and the Anderson Coopers and the Joy Reids, and she just goes on and on and on and on. Nobody's listening to them anymore. It doesn't matter anymore what they say. The people have spoken, and the way they've shown that in a totally unscammable way is by downloading this app at alexjonesapp.com, which takes you straight to the App Store for iOS. And despite the fact that they've been censoring the search results, so you have to type in the name in a very specific way in order for it to come up, like they won't let you put in AJN space live. You have to do AJN live is all one word in order for it to show up. The fact that they've tried to censor it, and despite that censorship, despite the fact that it's difficult to find this app in the App Store, unless you, of course, look at the top charts, then it's right there. We've still shot to number two. I think we peaked last night, number two in news, and in the top 200 of all-time apps. And so I would really like to see us reach number one, just because it's incredible to show the world and prove beyond reasonable doubt, just remove the veil, the shroud, find the wizard behind the curtain, the man behind the curtain, that you've got more supporters and more believers, for lack of a better term, than these mainstream outlets that have lied to us incessantly for decades.
Absolutely, Chase. Why don't you take a break here for a minute while I do this? Will you send us a screenshot of that? I want to show it. Where is it in the total rankings globally right now?
Last I checked, it was 176, but it's been fluctuating throughout the day because these ranks, there's an algorithm, and it depends on traffic at certain times. I'm sure that we're going to shoot up during the show, and then maybe it'll go down a little bit in the afternoon, and then when the show reruns tonight, it'll probably shoot back up.
Sure, but this is a goal. I want to go, because we were number one in news, and like literally in the top 10 or top 20 when they banned us. I know they freaked out about it. I want to say it was like number six. Yeah. And they banned that other app that cost like $1,000 that I had like built a decade ago or whatever. Whenever the app first came out, it was just like literally pay like $1,000. It was just a news feed and the audio, link. This has video as well, not just the audio link right there. So, very, very exciting. Great job, Chase, but I want to get that out. Show where it is overall in the rankings. I haven't checked in a while. Isn't X number one in the world, period, now?
I don't know. I don't know that information off the top of my head. I know it's number one in news. I'm not sure if it's the number one overall app. It looks like it is. But
Sure. Well, look here. Top free app section. We're actually on the front page of the top free app thing right now. That's pretty exciting.
That looks like the news category to me. Even though it says top free ads, I bet the news category is selected in the top right.
No, it's not the news category. But I want to just get the crew, they're great. We're awesome. We always report everybody else. Let's kind of get everybody focusing on this and get everybody looking at this, because they also have their hot new category things. But I'm going to move on from this now. Maybe we'll report on it. I'm not sure. But Chase, the larger thing that is extremely exciting, just don't worry about it, Chase. Just don't worry about it. Just in general here, their attempts to shut us down are white hot right now. The federal court has greenlit the move to go after us and do all this. Just in general, I just see this as one door closes, another door opens, and it shows how much people want freedom, how much people really are looking for the truth, and this is just another emblematic symbol of how dead the globalist system is.
100%. And it's been dead for a long time. It's just had the illusion of its power. Gorbachev famously said, our power comes from the perception of our power. This is something that he said in response to leaks happening around the Chernobyl explosion. And he was upset that the media, the information had leaked that Chernobyl exploded, saying to his cabinet, our power comes from the perception of our power. This makes us look weak. And so what the deep state globalist establishment has had for decades now is not any real power, just the perception of their power. And so for some reason, because it's the Fox News brand or the CNN brand or the Wall Street Journal brand or the New York Times brand or the AP brand or the BBC, for some reason they've been riding on the coattails of legacy credibility, despite the fact that there is no real power, influence, audience, or credibility whatsoever. Jimmy Kimmel's a perfect example of this. I mean, no one watches his show. I don't even have that many followers. I can launch a live stream and get more viewers on my show on X than Jimmy Kimmel gets on his network late night television show. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. Now that perception is being shattered, and as soon as that perception is shattered, then all the remaining power that they have left, these legacy establishment institutions, just evaporates.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, the left is in absolute total free fall. Trump is turning up the heat on them. Saying the Democrats are the party of Satan. That's coming up. I mean, once they're finally called out as being evil on purpose, not, oh, they're inept, oh, they're dumb. No, their leadership is premeditated, part of the globalist, Jacobin, collapse society, post-human cult. And once people get it's premeditated, it's game over. It's not, oh, their ideas are wrong, they're misguided, they mean well. No, They are trying to create a post-human world. They are literally here to kill, steal, and destroy. What's your prognosis on leftists, not just in America, but worldwide, with what we're seeing, this ongoing renaissance?
Yeah, that's a really good question and a difficult question to answer, but I'll certainly do my best. My thinking about the left is much in line with what I've heard from you, or at least what I've interpreted from what you've said over the course of the last 6, 9, 12 months, really ever since Trump was elected. They've totally lost. The globalists have totally lost. It's pathetic they're standing right now. We have victory right within our grasp in the information war and in the political, moral, spiritual war that we're in right now. That being said, the left understands the extent of their vulnerability right now. The globalists, the establishment, they all these institutions and just part of these niches and these zeitgeists, they all understand their vulnerability, which makes them incredibly dangerous. So they're like a beat dog backed into a corner, or just a fighter backed into a corner. They're going to bite, pull hair, slash, scratch, rip, do whatever they can to try to get out of this vulnerable position. So honestly, they're more dangerous now than ever, I think, than they've ever been before, just because of the level of their vulnerability, despite the fact that they've really lost all the power that they once kind of had monopoly on.
Amazing.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. What do you think of Trump gearing up? I'll let you cover it here in a moment, to start bombing airfields and bases and things that are shipping drugs into the United States. I mean, this is going to take us to full war very quickly. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I'm typically a very anti-war person, and one of the reasons why I'm so proud to have worked for InfoWars and to be associated and working with InfoWars today is because it's the only news network I've been able to find that has been against virtually every conflict that we've been in since World War II. I mean, every single war that we've been in, famously. I mean, you've seen the Joe Rogan clips, Alex, of him talking about how you were getting arrested for protesting against Bush even before he was inaugurated back in 2000. I mean, this is something that's long-standing with you. And I've seen the libertarian arguments that say things like, hey, this is crazy that we're bombing these ships without a fair trial, and it's crazy that we're going to escalate these conflicts in South America. But there's a very key difference. The key difference being that all these other conflicts that we've been in, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, none of them have had anything directly to do with United States national security. They've had to do with protecting U.S. interests in terms of the global reserve currency status, or stopping the spread of communism, which is some vagary that was used to justify Vietnam. But with the cartel, with the South America thing, people need to realize that more people have illegally invaded the United States of America from Central and South America with drugs and weapons and gangs and violence and rape and murder and thievery then invaded Ukraine from Russia in the course of the last 3 years. So we have actually been the victims of probably the largest invasion that has ever taken place, even going back to the sacking of Rome. We in the United States of America have been invaded. So if we're ever going to use our military or our defense apparatus, it seems to me justified to use it against those very institutions that are actively sponsoring, participating in, and promoting an invasion of our country, a literal invasion.
Well, exactly. Thomas Jefferson was Mr. Don't be involved in entangling stuff. And then he was the first to send our troops overseas because they were robbing our ships. They were killing our people, literally white slaving and grabbing women and children and putting them into Islamic slavery. And they wanted the equivalent of like $20 billion a year, just massive amounts of gold to stop doing it. Everybody else was paying them. And Thomas Jefferson said, screw that, send the Marines. Took 2 years, and we kicked their ass and had to invade a bunch of, you know, Barbary, coast bases and had to kill them. And so.
100%.
I mean, that's what the military's for, is when you're actually attacked.
And look, we all know somebody who's had to go to rehab because of some fentanyl problem. Somebody we love gets in a car accident, and for a short period of time they're prescribed painkillers, and then 6 months later they've lost their job and their marriage has fallen apart, and maybe they're bankrupt because of this fentanyl. I mean, we are literally being invaded and murdered to the tune of over 100,000 people via the form of overdoses. And a lot of people like to blame China for it. China's at fault, but they do it through Central America and through South America. And so,
oh, no, we're going to get involved in the military conflict with Venezuela. People think, oh, that's just some South American country. It's got the most oil per capita place in the world. It's communist. The Democrats have a deal with it. And so Trump is literally cutting it off. Remember when the New York Times, when Trump was first elected, he wasn't president. He's president-elect, not actually sworn in yet. And they had that headline.
Yeah.
Experts warn Trump not to declare drug cartels terrorists. That would hurt the U.S. economy. With Trump, he's really telling U.S. banks, don't launder drug money. That ain't our business no more. We're not. Yeah, the 100%. CIA was involved before, and then they handed it to the Democrats because they're really the deep state itself. They're the dominant party. They always have been. They're the oldest party. They're the ones that in the Civil War, everything else, my God, I mean, look at the history of them. They're bad news. I mean, you know, from the time, after Thomas Jefferson, they just got worse and worse and worse. He was great. But the fact is, they had all the power up front when the country was formed, and that's where power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the Democratic Party is beyond rotten at this point, and Venezuela is their big command base. And if Maduro can be removed and somebody elected like the president of El Salvador, it would be so good for the whole world. I mean, that they used to be, until the communists took over 30 years ago, richer on average than the average American. It was one of the richest countries in the world. And now they long since ate all their cats and dogs. They long said, and look, I don't like regime change. I've never supported it. And I don't want to get involved in their affairs. But what Trump's doing is, okay, we know these air bases are shipping drugs. We track it there. We know where they're flying. We know who they're doing it. We know the boats. We're going to hit those. This is war. And then they're hoping Maduro, did you see, though, Maduro's militia, the 400-pound women?
No, I didn't see that.
Guys, see if you can pull up, last week we showed it, Maduro's 400-pound.
He's got a militia of 400-pound women? It's just Rosie O'Donnell clones?
Well, I don't think she weighs 400 pounds. Absolutely, it is crazy. Chase, briefly, tell us about the new sale. I'm going to shift gears into all the news. We're really going to go into high gear here. Tell people about that. This is the Last Stand Super Sale. Hands down, the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, so that we can fundraise ahead of whatever's about to happen.
Well, one of the reasons I love working with you, Alex, is because you're an absolute maniac, and you just have to adopt a little bit of faith that it'll all play out. And so when you reached out a couple of days ago, like I mentioned yesterday, and said you wanted to do buy one, get one store wide on all supplements, it was one of those moments where I was like, this is insane. But because Alex Jones is saying we need to do it, I know that it's going to work because he's been doing this for 30 years. And so we launched buy one, get one free for all supplements across the entire site, except for the ones that are almost out of stock. There's like two or three. I think colostrum just sold out, Alex. This has been an absolutely insane deal, but we're calling it the Last Stand Super Sale. But we have this subtext of remember the InfoWar, because what we're going through right now is so similar to what happened with the Alamo, where the Alamo was a loss technically from a military standpoint, but because of that devastating loss in the context of their incredible bravery and brotherhood in that conflict, it was shouted, remember, remember the Alamo, as Texas had total victory over Mexico in that conflict. So this is the Remember the InfoWar Last Stand Super Sale. Buy one, get one free, any supplement. And look, everybody loves the methylene blue. It lights you up like a Christmas tree. It makes you feel like you're plugged into the wall with focus, energy, even your circulation. You can actually internally feel a difference. But it's not the only incredible product on the site. We've got this incredible creatine that we launched last week. We've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, the Shilajit, which is incredible for your vitality. And it's, we talk about it as a testosterone booster because it is, but it's safe and healthy for women as well. And by the way, we forget to mention this, but when we launched the Shilajit, we were very, very careful to have it third party tested multiple times, because all the competitors out there, they pull this Shilajit from the mountains in the Himalayas, and it's loaded up with aluminum and mercury and heavy metals. And we talked to people like Mike Adams, who had been critical of Shilajit, and we're like, hey, we want you to test ours because we're told that these toxins have been purified. And he told us that it was the purest Shilajit he had ever tested after he did a whole campaign against all the Shilajit that was going viral on TikTok and on the market. So this Shilajit is really absolutely incredible. I like the gummies because, frankly, they taste like candy, and I make sure that I take them every day. It's easier for me to take the gummies than the capsules, but our capsules seem to be by far the most popular compared to the gummies, Alex. So I recommend that people get any of the products that are available. We've put all of our best sellers under Alex's picks at the top of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you download the app at AlexJonesApp.com, you'll get an additional 20% off code in addition to the store-wide 20%, in addition to the fact that we're doing the buy one, get one offer store-wide on all supplements, that we have enough product to be able to honor that. I mean, this is the most insane thing that I've ever seen you do, Alex, and it seems like it's going to work, but we need as much support as possible right now because the attacks against us are relentless, and we have to turn this into an Alamo moment, not a Dresden moment, where we just get totally cremated after this. We have to weaponize this, leverage this, reverse this into propellant to drive us forward into the 21st century, into the future of the information war, because like we talked about yesterday, Alex, the info war is neither is never won or lost. You're either winning it or you're losing it. And it's ebbed and flowed like the tide in every 24 hours over the course of the many, many years that you've been involved in it. But this is an opportunity for us to take unprecedented ground in the spiritual, holy information war that we are in right now. But we need the support from the listeners. They need to go to thealexjonesstore.com, take advantage of this incredible BOGO. We'll have the Android version of the app ready next week. But if you have an iOS, please get it, because we can send you push notifications and let you know every time Alex is on with an emergency broadcast. We can let you know the headlines. You can stay up to date. We can let you know all the latest deals or when a deal is about ready to expire without spending thousands of dollars like we have to when we use these third-party tools to send texts and emails out.
Absolutely. Well, here's why I wanted to do just a totally insane biggest sell ever. I know we have an 80-plus percent reorder rate, like on the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. It's just so good. But we need to get people off the fence to get it, even if some of these things are lost leaders. Because if you've got the app, 20% off, on store-wide 20% off, and then buy one, get one free, you've done the math. It's losing money. But it doesn't matter, because 80-plus percent are going to reorder, and so that's what we're doing. It's like at the store, people are giving you a sample of, you know, something because they know it's so good, you're going to want to buy it. Please go there. We need the support. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. I don't own the app. If they shut us down, and I've got news on that exclusive on the receiver and something just broke in the last hour, I'm going to announce that next hour. The receiver is coming. I know the day next week. Yes. So it looks like very soon we'll be out of the Alex Jones Network studios. And again, they think this is going to silence us. It's not. But there it is. Total apps in the world on Apple, the number one app platform in the world. 176. 2 days. Right about this time. He launched 2 days ago. 48 hours. 176 or 1776, look at that. 176 in the world, ahead of AT&T, right behind Wells Fargo, ahead of Uber. Uber, everybody uses the app. Think about that. Google Earth, tens of thousands of users any second on there, hundreds of thousands downloaded it. Let's get millions of downloads. Share it all now. This is really a stick in the eye to the globalists, their attempts at censorship. But more than that, it's a way to break through to people that are already halfway awake and say, you want to get the most censored information in the world? Here it is, Alex Jones, back on Apple. In closing, Chase, if they ban the app now, that'll blow up even bigger. You think Apple will ban it?
You know, I don't think so, because there's nothing on it that violates their terms. And they could say, oh, well, we banned Alex Jones, so, and your website has his live show on it, so we have to ban you. Well, then it would have to ban the Rumble app too, because the Rumble app has all the banned people from the App Store. So nothing that we've done has violated it. This app was manually reviewed and approved by employees at Apple. There is no reason that they should ban this unless there's some, I don't know, unprecedented, you know, spam review system from leftists and stuff like that. But frankly, the amount of support that we have is far overpowering the amount of antagonism that we're facing. And I am very optimistic that this is a long-term solution into the future. Obviously,
well,
it would
be a
disappointment.
Great job, Chase. We're out of time, and you got to go. But great job, everybody. Amazing. And the only way we lose is we stop fighting. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Longtime lawyers joining us about the real issues of the Justice Department sabotaging Trump's attempt to save this country and blocking going after the deep state. Yeah, we got Comey indicted, but that's not enough. And I'm going to then hit Trump getting ready to go into Venezuela. I mean, I told you that was coming. You could see it all being prepared. We can debate that all day. And we will. We've got so many other big guests as well. Trump coming out and calling the Democratic Party the party of Satan. They are premeditated evil. Stop saying they're misguided, they're idiots. No, they're literally satanic. And that's not rhetoric. I mean, they are. Go to a Democrat rally. I mean, it is crazy. They were doing abortions live at the DNC last year. I mean, these people are insane. And then, you know, Trump didn't censor Jimmy Kimmel. The network files came out. They said the backlash is insane. His ratings are already so low. Our affiliates don't want to carry it. That's why they canceled Colbert and all of it. They don't have any ratings. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year to produce these shows. 50 million, 30 million to the different hosts. Colbert's 50 million a year. And so they cancel it and then make it political. And then the FCC guy goes, yeah, you better watch out. He didn't do that. That was a dumb statement. I like the FCC head. He's done some good work, but even Ted Cruz was right. That kind of sounds mafioso. We're not the ones doing that. We don't need to censor people. Our ideas are winning. I've never supported it back when we were the underdog 25, 30 years ago. I mean, in key demographics, those shows have like 100,000 viewers, total viewers, a million a night. And then when Kimmel came back with all that publicity, he had 3 million. They went, oh my God, it's incredible. 3 million's nothing. And then 2 days later, he was back to below a million. Total viewers, a million people. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I shoot videos, as you know, on my back porch all the time. I get 10 million views. I mean, we'll have the day this show, probably 50 million people will probably actually tune into the main show one way or another. We're on 400 plus radio stations. I mean, we have affiliate stations that send us their ratings numbers, and they're getting hundreds of thousands of listeners in big cities a week just on one station. It's a paper tiger. So don't give them the Streisand effect they need. No, keep telling us how much you hate America. Keep telling us you want to not give medical care to somebody. They haven't had your poison COVID shots. You're a monster, Jimmy Kimmel. You guys all support censorship of us, literally taking us off the air, suing us, destroying us. And then Richard Gere, only thing scared of him is gerbils. I mean, Richard Gere comes out from under some rock and calls Trump this great tyrant and he's evil. They're jokes. They're dinosaurs. Hollywood's over. It's all over. Here's a clip of Jimmy Kimmel. And then here's one of Lord of the Gerbils, Richard Gere.
I mean, that son of a bitch, you know, is really unbelievable.
Mr. Son of a bitch.
I mean,
Mr. Son of a bitch.
His royal. Yes. Yeah, no, I never imagined that we'd ever have a president like this. And I hope we don't ever have another president like this again. I mean, I never imagined. I never even imagined there would ever be a situation in which the president of our country was celebrating hundreds of Americans losing their jobs. But somebody who took pleasure in that, that to me
pleasure
is
in not getting medical
the
care,
absolute
people.
Opposite of what a leader of this country is supposed to be.
A few actresses and he named and actors that are worried about what's happening in the U.S. Are you worried?
Of course. No, I mean, this is, we have a president who's completely, he's not only crazy, he's a dark, dark presence. And it's happened so quickly. 6 months, he's almost destroyed our country.
The Democrats are the dark presence. But look at these losers. All they have left is election fraud, and now that's being exposed. They're over. They committed political suicide. We'll be back with our special guest straight ahead. Share those live feeds.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have... you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Believe, and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Number two, we have a very special guest joining us right now. Peter Tichtin has been a long-time Trump confidant. He's got sources everywhere. A lot of you know who he is. I'm not going to even try to get into his bio so long, but since 1972, he's been practicing law. He was the one who uncovered the robo-signing scandal during the Great Recession, and the evidence that he gathered helped all 50 state attorney generals secure a $30 billion settlement from the banks. I mean, it just goes on and on. Founding the Tichtin Law Group in 91 today, he has offices across Florida. The Tichtin Law Group team is built on the three C's, creativity, cost effectiveness, and communication. And it just goes on from there. I mean, it would take an hour to go over all the great things he's done. His best-selling books, What Makes Trump Tick, and later earned a law degree, cum laude, from the University of Miami. He's also elected the Order of, it goes on and on. But today, Tichtin is still fighting, whether it's in a defamation case against the Boston Globe or voter fraud cases against Tina Peters or seeking justice for the J6 community. Peter Tichtin has appeared in such films as The Man You Don't Know About Donald J. Trump and appears frequently on political talk shows and podcasts. LegalBrains.com, and he joins us now. I wanted to get him on because I saw him on several recent shows talking about what's really happening at the DOJ and the Deputy Attorney General, who I've been told by a lot of sources in the DOJ, outside the DOJ, and everywhere else, is the big problem. And then I personally experienced him last week when Ed Martin launched a preliminary investigation into the DOJ. We have the documents funding the lawsuits against me, the lawfare where I was defaulted and just total theater, totally made up, didn't do anything they said. They'd use filings that they put in court as facts that weren't true. Then the judges would read those things. We're at the Supreme Court right now showing I didn't say anything they said. It's like saying Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK are not very fine people. It's the exact same thing. It is absolutely bonkers. And so I'm not trying to single out Todd Blanche. It's just that last week he goes and kills the investigation into the FBI chief counsel in Connecticut who admitted in court he organized the lawsuits against me. I never said his name, didn't know who he was. My reporters didn't. He gets on the stand even during the show trial, and we say to him, Alex, ever say your name? No. And he was crude? No. Ever been on InfoWars? No. I didn't even know who he was till he sued me. He won $130 million that I don't have. It's been reduced to 90-something million, okay, by the appeals court in Connecticut. Okay, great. Never made $100 million in my life. That's all part of the $1.4 billion judgment. So I'm not trying to get into my whole story here. I'm just teeing it up for him that I've got Todd Blanche's tire tracks over my body right now. So I'm already hearing he's really bad from everybody, but I always want to give it time. And, you know, so this is really important. I want to bring him on now, Peter, so you can elaborate on what you talked about on Emerald Show and then other facets of this and what you think needs to be done. I mean, can we get Todd Blanche, who's been a Democrat his whole life until, you know, Trump won, you know, can we perform an exorcism? Can we get him back on board? I'm not trying to go after him, but if he gets in the way of draining the swamp, which we have to have happen with Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Blumenthal saying, if they ever get back in, they're going to arrest all of us. I mean, they're the real tyrants. So for me, this is an existential threat. They already had at least 5 grand juries we know of open during Biden trying to indict me. I had to respond. I had to spend millions defending it all. And so I'm not trying to be a victim here. I'm just saying I have experienced this personally. So, Peter, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. It's really my pleasure. You know, I haven't been on your show before. We haven't met in person, but I really admire your ability to put two and two together, or maybe a million twos and twos together, to come up to the things that you're able to not prophesy so much as figure out for what's going on in the future and on so many times. I mean, you know, your record's incredible. And, a lot of what I do is similar. You know, sometimes I have information and I follow all that information, but you know, sometimes it's a matter, I kind of think of it as dots on a TV screen, you know, pixels. You know, some people need to see so many of them before they can figure out what the picture is. You need to see one or two on a whole screen. You don't see the picture. I'm not quite at your level, but I also, that's how my mind works as well. We're able to figure things out. In fact, with Michael Flynn, he comes to certain conclusions based on intelligence information that he's got. I do deductive reasoning, and the funny thing is we always end up coming to this same conclusion when we discuss the different things that are going on. The fact that you talk about the war, thank God for people like you that are able to get that word out and to actually understand it and realize that it's happening. So many people just live their lives looking to the next baseball game, or which is nothing wrong with baseball, but we're at war. We have people that for 4 years took over this country and want to take it over again. And what happened last time, see, I'm involved in, you know, a lot of the work involving the weaponization that occurred in the last 4 years. And it's
amazing.
Well,
by the way, I appreciate your kind words, Peter, but you're hosting right now. You're with us for the rest of the hour. So you've got an incredible record, you know, as well. And of course, a close Trump confidant. We must have Trump succeed, not just for him, but for all of us. So start wherever you'd like. 8 months into the new administration, obviously a lot of great things happening, but if we can't get the deep state kingpins indicted, that's the illegal government, then we're screwed. You know, thank God for the Comey thing, only because Trump learned and Ed Martin learned literally days before the statute of limitations was up, what was going on. And then you are one of the people that has the guts to go on record, and, you know, call out what everybody is saying, including those that are in the meetings, of who is really blocking and sabotaging things, and that is the Deputy Attorney General. So you've got the floor. Go ahead and brief us, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you might even say I it's not a matter of having the guts to say what I see, but perhaps it's that I don't have the guts to not do it. In other words, we are in a state of war, what I consider a war. It's a different kind of war. But it is a war. And you talked about BlackRock. You talked about WEF. There's a fellow named Steve Greer who kind of coined the term. I think he coined it, WEFROC, which I think is what it is now, because Larry, Fink is not only the head of BlackRock, which has $11.6 trillion under management, but at the same time, he's the head of WEF. He's the head of the World Economic Forum. And if you're familiar with what their goals are, and I know you are, you understand how catastrophic that whole scheme is. Plus wherever they're connected with China or whatever. And these are the people that, you know, that think it's a good idea to open up our southern border. These are the people that actually took over our country. And weaponized our Justice Department. I ask sometimes people, you know, when I speak, I ask how many people think 2020 was a fair election, and I never get a hand. Of course, I'm talking to, you know, conservatives, but I never get a hand go up. And then I ask how many think that 2020 was stolen. It was fixed. And everyone in the audience raises their hand pretty well. So then I ask, well, if it was fixed, who fixed it? It wasn't Biden. Biden couldn't fix a flat tire. Who fixed the election? Who's behind it? And that's where we get back to exactly the entities that you were mentioning before. So this is what we're facing. And what do we have? We've got one man that's the head of fighting this entire war. And as I look at it, there are many, many things that are really, really important. Okay. I represent Tina Peters. I'm her lead counsel of a team of incredible, wonderful lawyers. Getting her out of prison, that's really important. I represent on a lot of J6ers and getting those J6ers compensated for the things that they went through. And I could talk about that for a whole hour in terms of the horrible things that happened to these poor people.
And we have some time for that. But if we don't get the deep state out, they're going to put even more of us than J6 in prison. So the Death Star is orbiting the planet, cleared to fire. Can we specifically get into your intel on Todd Blanche? Because everything you're saying on air is what I'm getting from people all over the place. Ed Martin wouldn't talk bad about him. I asked him about it. He wouldn't get into it. But I got it from everybody else, all my sources, and I was just been waiting. And then last week he killed the investigation into the DOJ on me. So now all the lights are flashing red, then I see you on TV talking about it.
Okay, so the reason I'm talking about it is not because I have somebody like Ed Martin who's telling me information. Okay, I wish. I know Ed Martin, and, you know, to me, he sees the war you see. He understands what's going on, and he's true to Donald Trump, which is also something that's necessary now. And any fool who sees something wrong with Donald Trump and says, okay, I'm turning my back on that man because I don't like the fact that he, whatever, ate an ice cream the wrong way. Who knows what anybody's upset with Donald Trump about? But if you turn your back on him, you're turning your front to China. You're turning yourself for the opposition. So we only have one person that's leading the entire the war for us. There's only one guy, and allegiance to him is really important. And the people that I talk to, the people that I work with, never lose sight of that. So, no, I don't have anybody whispering in my ear, but I did visit recently in the Department of Justice, and I saw faces of people that were, I don't even know the word, moribund, faces that were sad. The last time I walked into a place where I saw that kind of sadness was in 1963, after John Kennedy was assassinated. That's when the population turned so miserable. There are people that are in the DOJ. They don't have to say a word. You can see their faces and how discouraged they are because of the way things are being operated there. The fact is, if I didn't speak up, and let's just say we have somebody that's in the perfect position to defeat our government. We have the perfect position to destroy our chance of being able to overcome this globalist agenda that's occurring. And that would be the position of Deputy Attorney General, DAG, D-A-G, Deputy Attorney General. That is one of the most important positions in the government. He's one of the most powerful people in the world. And these people are expected to be like the COOs of their companies or of their agencies. You've got an agency, and Pam Bondi, you know something, I know her personally. I've met her, I've sat at a table for dinner with her, and the president, at one point. And, you know, I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she's involved in anything to the left. But at the same time, I don't think that she had necessarily the experience to run an agency that's got 115,000 employees. Now you're looking at the Department of Justice that's what they've got. That's about 30% more than Chrysler and about 30% less than General Motors. So how would anybody ever walk into General Motors and be able to run that entire operation as its CEO if it doesn't have that kind of experience to know how to do this kind of thing? Well, what happens is you go into your position and you've got a COO. And the COO, the chief operating officer, is going to always tell the CEO, don't worry, I've got it handled. You know, you don't need to really do very much because, you know, your job is to look at where the ship is going to be going, but mine is to take care of everything that's on the ship. And, you know, so, you know, don't worry about it. I got it covered. That seems to be what occurred in this agency because, you know, Pam Bondi is, you know, I don't think she's necessarily running the department. I think that she is there. And then there's scuttlebutt in the DOJ that's basically saying she's not even there, most of the time. So I don't know, what the truth is on that. But I'm not worried about Pam Bondi. I'm worried about the deputy, the one that's running the operation, because he's the one that...
Well, let me just back you up, because when I saw you on the shows, everything you were saying is what I've been told. But I've been told by, and again, I want to be clear, because I met with Ed Martin. Ed Martin wouldn't talk about it. I didn't really bring it up much. He said, no, I'm not getting into that. It was my case. But other people in the DOJ, they said, Pam Bondi is lazy. And they said... She sits in Florida and does media, which Trump wants. She flies back and forth. They're going to attack her. They just said she is lazy. And I got that from a bunch of people that I saw you on air basically going there. So we know the attorney general is usually just a figurehead anyways that does that. It is the deputy AG, the DAG, that does this. So he's the guy. And we know from my sources and what's coming in the news, he's the one blocking this stuff, blocking indictments. He's been a Democrat until Trump got elected again. And that goes back to Trump and his blind spots. Okay, this was his criminal lawyer. Well, how many of those criminal cases did this guy win for you, Trump? All I'm saying is this is what Trump did in the first administration. He admitted he didn't know what he was doing. Now he knows a lot more. This guy used to work in the Southern District. He's a big Democrat, thick as thieves with these people. And, I mean, I think we need to see him go bye-bye. He needs to be taken out of the administration. And I'm just saying we should start beating the drum at this point. But I'll continue on.
Yeah, I don't think he should be taken out of the administration. I think he should be in charge of an American settlement in Greenland or something like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, out of the DOJ. Let's send him to run a North Pole research facility.
You did crack me up, you know. You cracked, a lot. So,
no, right before you said that, I said, oh, I should have thought of that. We should send him to the North Pole, and you said Greenland. That's funny.
Okay. Great minds think alike. So you've got this fellow that's the, you know, who is this guy that's been appointed here and what is he? Understand, I'm not a fly on his wall. I don't see him and I don't watch him. But I do know that we haven't had any pardons since May. And it's my understanding that all pardons now, instead of going from Ed Martin to Alice Johnson, are now routed up to a couple of guys that work directly under Todd Blanche. And my understanding is that there has not been any pardons since May.
And you just nailed it. So let me tell you, this is from the DOJ. And I already knew about it. Asked Martin, he wouldn't talk about it, but he was, I'll stop there. I'll talk to others. Trump wanted him to be the U.S. attorney out of D.C. to do all this. Congress blocks him. So then he makes him the pardon lawyer and the task force leader. And then every time they take the authorities away from him, he's the pardon lawyer. But again, he said, yeah, I'm very frustrated. I'm trying to get these pardons, but he wouldn't talk about it. And now we know Pam Bondi, who's asleep at the switch, no, Todd Blanche, takes it away and gives it to somebody else. And is constantly chewing out Ed Martin, constantly. I mean, well, I'm going to get into it. The point is, I'm meeting with Ed Martin for like 4 hours. He's having to go away and talk to talk. He didn't say what he was saying, but he would just come back in the room after the phone call. So yeah, we know this. This is a big problem. So I guess we have to, at the grassroots level, and I can get the hold of the president too, but he really listens to the grassroots. We have to create a major, not whisper campaign, but war drums that Houston, we've got a problem here with Todd Blanche.
Well, I can't necessarily disagree with you, except I do think that President Trump is a smart guy. I mean, he's one of the smartest guys I've ever known, and I know him really well. I mean, we met when we were 15 at New York Military Academy, and went in our year, senior year of high school. We were together for that year, living in the same barracks, living together. And, they say you don't know anybody till you live with them, and yeah, I lived for that year with the president. I understand that he got upset at one point, but this is all hearsay. I don't know for sure. I wasn't there, but I understand he got pretty upset with Todd Blanche because nobody was getting charged. Nothing was getting done. And he got pretty upset with him. Now I can tell you this, in my senior, when you're 17, your hormones are raging a lot more than when you're 79. And in that year that we were together, the number of times that he shouted at somebody, the number of times he smacked somebody across the face, the number of times he punched somebody in the gut or did worse, which captains were allowed to do. He was my captain. I was his platoon sergeant. And, he made me one of his platoon sergeants to help run the company, which I did. I joke with people and say, I ran his first company for him, which is Company A. But the fact of the matter is, it never happened in that whole year. Imagine that. Not one time did he ever lash out at somebody. Not one time did he ever punch somebody or do anything
ice
unruly.
Ice water in the veins. And I'd forgotten this. You're like a real confidant. I mean, people say, like, wow, Peter, Ticton, like, super confidant of Trump. I forgot that you were literally the officer under him at Military Academy. For people that don't know about the old rough Military Academies, they've kind of, quote, reformed, and they're liberal now. My grandfather was in the Military Academy, my dad's dad, and he ended up being like one of the head officers, but that was the thing then, because those were like quasi-reformatories when he was in. And the point was, is that it was rough, and you're saying you got the other officers over platoons beating the hell out of them, but not Donald Trump.
No, Donald Trump was loved by our fellow cadets. He was a good guy. I was on the yearbook committee, and we had to come up with the designations for different people. Who's the most likely to succeed? Who was everybody's pal? He lost the everybody's pal by one vote. And so we had
so
to find something
to lead
more
by soft power. That we got to have you. We only got 30 minutes left. I want to get into also, but you got to come back and just talk about living with Donald Trump. You could write a book on that. I know you have written books about Trump. Wow. Mr. Tickton, stay there.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, for the AlexJonesStore.com, launched Alex Jones app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow to the censors. That is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us, 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free right there. All right. Peter Tichtin, who has written all these books about Trump, Trump Confidant, served as his officer under him in military academy. Peter Tichtin, a very famous, successful lawyer, best-selling author, LegalBrains.com. We got cut off by the break. We're talking about Todd Blanche, but also talking about you and you know in the military academy with Trump. You want to finish up with that story? We talk about that for hours, and then get more into what you see in the fight in this war at the DOJ and where that's going.
Well, I understand is that Donald was not happy. Donald Trump was not happy with what was going on. And then in response, all that we saw, we didn't see, okay, the logjam of pardons are now changed, or the denial of all these pardons are now changed. I mean, it's like the man doesn't know what is going on. You know, I'm not on his back because he was registered as a Democrat until January 4th, 2024. That's so what? He could have had an epiphany and waken up and realized that we're losing our nation to foreign and hostile powers. He could have waken up and seen that. But no, if he's down on January 6ers, then he doesn't understand what's going on. Okay, now for 9 months, Donald Trump had me investigating and marshaling the evidence on January 6th. I reported directly to the president. And so at one point I was, to handle the information that was coming in, it was like drinking from fire hoses, the expression goes. It was, there's so much information. And once people realized that I was somebody that could get information to the president, I started getting information about all kinds of things. But January 6th is nothing about what people think it was. January 6th was not a bunch of protesters that got unruly and raided and jumped into the Capitol building. This was planned in advance by the left. We've got videotapes of Zoom meetings with hundreds of people in them where we can show and prove that this was planned in advance by the left. And then, you know, and why is it? Why was there a Reichstag? Why did that burn down in Germany after Hitler assumed power as chancellor? He never even got a majority. He was made chancellor. Their Congress building burns down. They're equivalent to our Capitol. And of course it's blamed on the communists, because of, you know, the way that Hitler was. And he took over. So, I mean, within 60 days, he went from chancellor to Fuhrer. What happened here was they stole the election, and then they planned January 6th as a complete cover-up, in a sense, of what happened, because people became so outraged and so angry. I'm not talking about people that knew what was going on. I'm talking about...
For those who don't know, Todd Blanche has been against pardoning J6ers, which is a major litmus test. And you know, for those that don't know, again, Hitler was elected president. They firebombed, it later came out, their own building so that he would get... Kaiser Wilhelm, who was the chancellor, to resign and make him the chancellor and the president. Then he unified it, became the Fuhrer, and the rest is history. So they use these catalyzing events. We had Jaden X of CNN, you know, they're bragging, hey, we're going to storm it today. The girl from CNN, oh my God, it's really happening. See, I told you so. Absolutely staged. Now you have FBI former director Wray caught lying, saying there were no feds there. Now we know 274 at least. So this house of cards is coming down. That's some of the good things. But again, here's Todd Blanche right there also not wanting to free J6ers.
Right. And if he understood what was going on in this country, he would be fixing that, if he understood the weaponization that occurred, not just against Donald Trump himself, not just against the people close to Donald Trump, like wonderful people like Peter Navarro, okay? The people involved with J6, by the way, for the most part, they were either businessmen or businesswomen or good employees. These are substantial people. These are good people. This wasn't a bunch of riffraff or you know, people that could just throw them in prison. But they did. They came to their houses. Sometimes there's as many as 60 agents. They would bash in the door when there was no need at 6 o'clock in the morning. They would have met with these people 2 months before. If they would have phoned them, they would have come in. But no, it wasn't going to be like that. You know, imagine being pulled out of your house in your underwear, standing out in the cold with your children and afraid to move because what are you looking at? You're looking at a whole bunch of red dots that are all over your children's chests from the laser sights that are on the guns and rifles that the FBI are holding and pointing at your children's chests. This is how the misery started. Talking about then when they're put in prison, they're told that they are, the prison population are told that they are bigots and that they hate, you know, the black population.
And we can do a whole show on that. We got to get you back. But the time we have, I should have introduced you. You're the guy Trump sent in to figure out J6. That's how much he trusts you. He's known you since you were 16, 17, literally at military academy together. And so that's a great decision to send in Peter Tichtin. And I know Trump has blind sides. He can't run 4 million employees and not make mistakes. I couldn't imagine it. But yeah, this Blanche guy is a fox in the hen house here, and he's attacking.
That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he is. He's a fox in the hen house because you know that it is, it's true, because it's not just pardons and it's not just the J6ers. It's also his interference with our ability to investigate the Dominion machines. It's also just simply getting my client Tina Peters out of prison. I mean, how could he put a kibosh on that? But he did. So, you know, because there was a plan underway to take care of the situation, and everything stops there. But it's far more than that, and things I don't want to get into because they're a little more sensitive. So could I be wrong about that? Could it, you know, maybe, you know, I, as I said, I wasn't a fly on the wall, but all of my instincts tell me that these are the problems that are there. And we have a president that knows about it. Let me just make another thing clear in terms of at least the way I was looking at it. Understanding where we are, all these things that I mentioned are really, really key. They're very important that we get Tina Peters out of prison, for God's sakes. But at the same time, there's only one thing that I see that's pivotal. And that pivotal thing as to whether we keep America or we lose America is whether or not we get a fair election in 2026. If their machines are allowed to do what they do, we're going to lose massively. And as a result, all we're going to see after that is going to be impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. God forbid that they actually have enough people in the Senate, you know, whether they're rhinos or whether they're Democrats, that they would actually remove Donald Trump. And then where does he go from there? To New York to be sentenced on the criminal charges that are still against him. So, you know, that's their plan. That's what they want to do. And you're right about the fact that they're already drawing up the paperwork at to do the things that they are planning on doing. So I had to look at it from the point of view of, well, nobody's calling this out. Nobody's saying anything. I communicated to the president, but I didn't see any action. And so I figured I needed to do something in order to make something happen, because the people, who's going to go? Who in Donald Trump's vicinity is going to go to Donald Trump and say Todd Blanche may be a fox in the hen house? Who's going to do that when that could backfire so badly on them? In other words, what if Donald Trump says, no, Blanche is a friend of mine, I trust him, you must be mistaken, and then tells Blanche about what's going on? Blanche is a powerful man. You don't want to have him against you if you're anywhere in that vicinity, as I said. So people are afraid. They're not going to the president. They're not telling him what they know. So I figured, well, once I go public with what I know, there'll be others. And
well, that's right. Because when I saw you, and I know you're a longtime Trump confidant and all the rest of it, everything you were saying, I'd already gotten from a lot of sources, was absolutely dead on. So you're just doing this to basically break the dam here.
I had to. Because I got to tell you, they're coming for us if they ever take over again. Okay, they're coming for you, they're coming for me, they're coming for a lot of us. And for me to just sit back and say, oh, well, I'll let this thing take care of itself. Sooner or later, the president will realize that this guy is what is destroying our country. If I did that, and, you know, we have no time now. We need to fix this election in time for the primaries. So there's no time left.
And we've got the off year coming. If they get the House or whatever, that's it. He'll be lame duck.
And they'll be back with their machines. Now, there's a reason that we won in 2024. And it's not just because the president is popular and should have won. It's because they didn't get a chance to
let's be clear. You're one of his top experts in election fraud that he sent out to figure out things, and on J6. So you've been there. Spend a few minutes on right. What was different in 2024 than 2020.
Well, there are computers in Serbia that weren't functioning in 2024 that were functioning in 2020. That's the biggest difference. But that's for my that again is something I don't know. By the way, you keep saying I'm a confidant of the president. I do give the president certain information, but it's not like he says, Peter, I've got a problem. What do you think about this?
Oh, I know. I mean, the point is that he sent you out to do major deals, and you were his first officer in military academy together. I think you're a confidant.
Okay. All right. I wish I were of a confidant, because one thing that Donald Trump, I can say for sure is I never disappointed him. Well, you know, we had inspections 6 days a week, white glove inspections on Saturdays. You know, we never failed an inspection under my running of his company. I never disappointed him in the time that I did that. And I would never, ever want to disappoint Donald Trump. And that's the way he led. It wasn't like you were afraid of him. It was just that you were afraid of disappointing him, because that, you know, that it would just be a terrible thing to do.
Well, I know this. Trump also likes people that shoot him straight. And I know he's got a lot to manage, but he knows more than anybody. He's target number one. If we don't prosecute the deep state, this is not, they started it with us for nothing. They've committed all these naked crimes. All the evidence is out. He chewed out Bondi. We know he chewed out Blanche. I confirm that, not just his public letter to her. He knows that. So I'm going to predict right now, if we don't see a bunch of other indictments and we don't see real action, then I predict we're going to see some reshuffling here very, 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 very quickly. And
yeah, getting Comey done, that's great. Hallelujah. But, you know, that's this much. It's next to nothing.
Well, if you were Trump's attorney general, just king for a day, what would you do?
Oh, I would fund the weaponization department immediately. I would make sure that they were able to function properly. Those people are dead in the water under Blanche. You know, I wish that Ed.
Yeah, so
Martin
the money got appropriated, but magically it's not going out.
There's nothing happening there. They can't get any pardons done. They can't get anything figured out for January 6th. There's many things that are happening that are not happening under that leadership. And give them the benefit of the doubt and just say, oh, well, it's because of ineptitudes, which I'm sure it's not. This guy is too smart and too capable. But let's just say it's ineptitudes. It doesn't matter. Adios. You know, you don't keep somebody in place because you like them. And these are the most important offices that Donald Trump has made a mistake in. Okay. Sessions we know about. Bill Barr was he was a mole. He was a plant to become activated. You know, he worked for Kirkland Ellis, the law firm that, represented the people that bought the Dominion machines, that was his client.
He ran Iran-Contra now they've had leaked documents and videos where he was running around with Fannie Willis in Georgia gearing up the racketeering stuff. He was literally a mole inside the Trump administration.
He was.
So is it fair to say Todd Blanche, by every evidence we have, is Bill Barr 2.0?
Maybe worse. Because right now we need to do what we need to do or we lose. The one pivotal issue is we need to make sure that the election is fair. That's going to take certain orders. That's going to take certain things happening. It's a lot to do and a lot to do very fast. And if you've got somebody who just isn't getting things done, or worse, somebody who's intentionally not getting things done, we're screwed.
And you're 100% right, Peter. Let's just say he's incompetent. Fine, got to go. And the sword of Damocles is hanging over Trump in America. So I have faith, because Trump has a lot of urgency now, that as long as we beat the drums and expose this, that if Blanche doesn't do his job and doesn't get out of the way as an obstructionist, that it's going to be bye-bye. Because Trump doesn't want to be in prison when he's 83 years old, and maybe Todd Blanche is going to come visit him, maybe bring him a fruitcake at Christmas.
No, you don't understand how evil these people are. They're not going to just put people in prison. They're going to, the arrests that they did last time where they attacked, I was starting to talk about weaponization, how they went after different people. They went after police officers. They went after, doctors who were not in favor of the flu, of the shot, the COVID shot. They went after doctors who liked ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, they raided them.
Yeah. I mean, they had agendas. They also went after the upper middle class if they liked MAGA. There are people all over the country that have been wrongfully accused and wrongfully prosecuted. And they're told, if you don't do this, you're going to get the felony with 20 years. They end up, pleading to a lower offense, even though they didn't do anything
wrong. FEMA said, don't help any white people or anybody with MAGA signs. People didn't believe it. Then the documents and Zoom meetings with senior FEMA saying, we're not egalitarian anymore. We don't help everybody. We don't help whites and Trump supporters. I mean, it's like, so that just gives you an idea of these people. This is a cult.
I know. So if we allow the machines to take over and run the election for 2026, we're done. We're dead. Okay. I don't mean that figuratively. I mean it literally. These people are not going to just give us a good time in solitary confinement in a hellhole. There's too many of us. They're not going to keep us around.
And you're not just saying that. They got the Weatherman files, and Larry Grathwald, Green Beret. He infiltrated them, and this was heirs and all of them. These are the people that taught Obama. And they had a plan in the 70s to trigger a race war that they used as a cover to break the country up, bring in Cuba, communists out of South America, China would invade part of it. And they said, we're going to have to put 50 million people, remember the population was like 200 million then, a quarter of the population in forced labor camps, and half of those will have to be killed. And he's sitting there in meetings with all these senior heads of departments and, powerful people literally calmly talking about how they're going to kill us. I mean, this is no joke, folks. In Russia and in China, they killed a large portion of the population when communists take over. This isn't a fluke. This is a default prerequisite of this.
Oh, thank God you're saying these things. Sometimes I feel a little bit alone. I got to watch your show more, Alex.
Well, we got to get you back on. In the 4 or 5 minutes we have left, sir, you're raising the alarm. What you said is dead on from, your instincts, what you've been told. I've been told everything exactly the same, right there. So we need to mobilize. We need to get the word out. We need to have a total urgency that we need to have total indictments of the deep state, fix the election system with Trump's executive orders. They must be implemented. And it all starts with the Mr. Blanche, either waking up and having a come to Jesus moment, and getting on board, or he goes bye-bye. But I don't think a leopard changes his spots. I look at his bio. This is like a chosen one groomed in the Democrat Party. All the key places, all the key jurisdictions, Southern District of New York, all of it. I mean, this guy's a thoroughbred, and as good as Trump is, he does have these blind spots. That's up to us to raise the alarm.
Right. And he was introduced to Donald Trump from Boris Epstein. And Boris Epstein, the guy that likes to beat up little guys in the bars, the guy that, you know, was charged for sexual assault, but may or may not be real or whatever, because we know that people charge people for these things. But I can tell you from my own personal experience that he's a dirty player, a dirty guy. And this is the guy. And where does he come from? Mitt Romney and John McCain. And then all of a sudden he befriends Donald Trump and he acts the part. He's there in front of him. He is self-interested and interested in his own pocketbook and his own pocket. But among other things, we don't know if he's still a McCain person or a Mitt Romney person. But
well, you nailed it again. Boris Epstein made all these deals with law firms where they just said it was community service. The very Democrat law firm running the attacks that shut us down, Paul Weiss, paid $40 million in community service. They wrote off part of their suits against me as community service, promising to stop weaponization against Trump and his people, and that's Boris Epstein, and they're laughing. Oh, YouTube pays $20 million. This pays that. And then Trump thinks, oh, they've stopped. No, they're up writing the indictments and running the deep state, laughing the whole time.
Right. They're running indictments. They want the... Oh, there he is. They want the, you know, what they're looking at are charges for treason, and they're looking at the ultimate penalty, the death penalty. That's what they want to do. They want to start the deaths. You know, that's what these people are all about. They're pure evil. You know, if anybody that's watching your show thinks that it's okay to be a communist and it's not going to be that bad, they have no idea. They just, but we have so many examples of countries where this kind of thing has happened, where, as you were mentioning, when the communists take over, massive numbers of people are killed.
It's part of the plan. It's what they do. It's not like it's an accident.
Right. Any dissent. So, you know, there's no dissent in Russia. There's no dissent in China. Not really.
Even if they think you might dissent when they're coming to power, they kill you. Or maybe they just want your business. Maybe they just want your wife. It's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not kidding, right, folks. We've got to have total, total commitment on this. Peter Tinkton, thank you so much. LegalBrains.com and so much more. The Tinkton Law Group. Join us again soon. I'd love to do a whole hour on Trump and your experience in military school being the officer under him. But just anytime you've got something break, you don't have to come on for a whole hour. You're a very busy man. Pop on 15, 20 minutes. You've got our number. Daria and Scott, please give me my number. And let's start talking. I've been very familiar with your work. Thank you so much for what you've done for the J6ers and exposing the election fraud. You're one of the unsung heroes out there, Peter. So thank you.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure being here.
God bless you. All right, folks, he's not playing around. And let me tell you, he's a big target. So am I, Steve Bannon, you name it. We have got to beat these people. I mean, this is life and death for me. And that's why you out there are so important. All of us together, we're going to win this together. We all need each other. I love you so much. And hey, the app, number one in the world, 48 hours after it was launched. The new Alex Jones app. With all the video links, the articles, they're adding so many other features. 20% discount on any products when you buy the app on top of the discounts. Oh, it's buy one, get one free store-wide. Biggest sell ever right now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue?
cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on
the all right, level. As I said earlier in the week when Trump met with Netanyahu, I guess it was Monday, I said, this is not a peace deal. This is an ultimatum saying all these countries are on board. If Hamas doesn't agree to this, then they're going to be annihilated. Trump's put out a statement today saying that. I'm going to be getting to that. Nick Swerdlor got arrested for defending himself from Antifa that attacked him on video. He's out of jail now. The DOJ is investigating that. But the biggest news is really the U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels, Trump says. And he goes on, U.S. military preparing to seize ports and airfields in Venezuela as Trump declares full-scale war on drug cartels. So you understand what that means. Remember when they started blowing up those drug boats, I said they're trying to get Venezuela to shoot back, and they're going to go in and take over the ports and the airfields, saying that's where the drugs come out. But then Venezuela is going to engage in a counterstrike. And then we're at full war. And so the minute they shoot back, Trump's taking out the conduits of the drugs. Even if they don't shoot back, they're going to say they did. This is how it works. Then they're going to open up on the communist palaces and all of it. And then the crack troops of the communists, who all weigh about 400 pounds, everybody else is literally starving to death. It's not a joke in Venezuela. If someone looks like a walrus, you know they're a communist, plus they wear red. So, I mean, 10 years ago, they'd eaten all the dogs and cats and eaten the animals at the zoo. And then you see, like, fat police officers and fat military waddling around, you know, with their machine guns. Everybody else is disarmed. Thousands, depending on the statistics that come out, there's been periods where thousands die a day of malnutrition in Venezuela for just a decade. And then Sean Penn, you know, he loves Zelensky the dictator. He also loves Venezuela. And so I don't like regime change. I don't like this kind of stuff. But they're shipping these drugs in. They're doing this. They're working with the Democrats. So I get Trump's reasoning. I understand his mindset. He's not for offensive wars. But if you're killing millions of Americans, that's total. What's happened with fentanyl, most of it out of Venezuela, then you're fair game. And so I think it's bye-bye Maduro very, very, very soon. But as I said, more on that coming up. I wanted to just briefly, like I did a few days ago, get Kirk Elliott on for like 15 minutes before I get into all these other issues. Because gold is at all-time high. Silver is about to break the all-time high. And when it goes through that resistance level, it is going to be so explosive. But I'm not just having him on for 10 minutes. Next segment to pitch you gold and silver. Now, that's a side issue. It's what is in the economy, what's triggering this? Because this isn't speculation like in 1980 when it went to all-time high. Or some of it was speculation, a lot of it inflation when it went to its all-time high in, what, 2013, 2014. about silver. You know, next all-time high. It's about to break the all-time high. In fact, where is silver right now? Can we pull up silver today? It's like almost at 48 this morning when I looked. 49 is the all-time high. But the fundamentals now in the use of silver in industrial systems and weapons and computers and batteries and electronics, everything, and then the fact that it's so scarce now and that it's almost down to zero, and the main storage facilities around the world are saying they're basically out or about to be out. I mean, I just see silver as at the high of 48.37, so it's just very close to breaking the Hunt brothers in 1980. We're manipulating the market, trying to corner it. But they failed, and they went from the richest man in the world to almost bankrupt. Maybe they did go bankrupt. I don't remember. Look that up. I've forgotten a lot more than most people ever knew. Then the knowledge just sinks down to the mind. It becomes a reservoir. So you don't even know why sometimes you know what's right. You just do the right thing. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting and we don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com, and download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app that's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
News today.
These shows aren't some genre and ooh, they're entertaining and wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this. And the future is so dark if you don't. But we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news, just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him off. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And they're little minions. Most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. And Trump's hitting on all cylinders, the party of hate, evil, and Satan. Literally, go to a Democrat rally or event. Pedo, Satanism, all of it. They're not doing it on accident. They're doing it on purpose. Then Trump also puts out an image. Trump sends dark bloodbath warning as millions of jobs hang in the balance as Hatchet Man slashes billions in blue states. They're the ones launched the shutdown. Now, will Trump's recovery plan be successful? It's doing better than I thought. It's the best plan. I talked to so many really great economists. I've done my own research. And so I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Hillian on just briefly, just to pop in, then I'll get into Trump getting ready to invade Venezuela and everything else that's going on, so much more. But let's give you an example of how popular freedom is. 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, with all the supplements and the widest selection of T-shirts and so much more, at theallshowstore.com, we have the biggest sell in the history going right now, the last stand, because they're trying to shut us down, as you know, ongoing fight, just read the news. Buy one of any of the supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, you name it, and get one free and 20% off store-wide on top of that. And if you have the app where you can watch and listen to the show and news feed and all that, anything bought through the app, which is just the same thing as the website, 20% off on top of that. That's lost leaders on that. But we're doing it because we know you're going to love the product so much you're going to come back. Take action now and help fund the tip of the spear. TheAlexShowStore.com, or get an additional 20% off on top of all the other sales by getting the app for free. But when it started shooting up to number one 2 days ago when they launched it, went into the top 10 in a few hours of news apps in the world. It's already about approaching the top 100 of total apps in the world. I've done this before, so this is going to shoot even faster now. And they're going to go crazy when we hit the top 10 apps in the world, period. But we're the number one app. Here's the announcement. I'm not in competition with X. We love Elon. We love X. The number one news app in the world, Elon celebrated it 4 or 5 months ago when they got it. Took him a couple years to get to that. He had to sue Apple. Remember all that? Because they were trying to block his app and playing games. That's the richest guy in the world. It took him, I think it was like a year or so to get to the number one in news. We just hit number one in news in 2 days. Now, number one. Now, notice there's not even ratings yet. It takes a few days for those to process. That's how new this is. Launched Wednesday in the middle of the day. Absolutely wild. That's about you taking action. That's about you sharing the link. Because, again, you can't go to the site and search AJN Live. It won't come up. Even though it's all set up right and has it all. The insiders there did this to us before when we entered number one on news. Took many years for our last app that was just simple news feed and an audio feed. Cost like $1,000 to make it. Right when Apple first came out with those, it's got to be like, gosh, like 12, 14 years ago, whatever it was. the app was always popular, but right before they banned me everywhere, it went to number one in news and crawled into the top 10 of apps worldwide, and they nuked it from orbit. That was part of the purge of Alex Jones. Remember that Tim Cook at Apple led. So now you try to go search it, and you can't. That's another little trick. But it's okay. AlexJonesApp.com takes you right to it. They'll probably change the link or something, though, you know, internally to hit that. That'll just piss people off more. So this is very exciting. Dr. Kirk Elliott is the number one gold and silver broker in the United States. Everything he does is totally transparent. He has the highest 4.7, 4.8 star ratings on every rating service. Very simple. They have great service based in Colorado with their main vaults in Texas. And they sell at wholesale price every day. And they let it, you sell it back with no charge. Nobody of any repute does that. Somebody says they're doing it. It's bull. So you have 25 years to scale up, to be number one, to be able to even offer these deals. That's how you dominate markets. So you should go to kpm.com/gold, sign up for a free online. They can call you, analysis free. They can also roll over financial instruments into gold and silver, but he's been on with us for 2 years as our gold and silver sponsor. I can be paid 5 times a month what he pays us because he doesn't sell scam numismatic collectibles with 30, 40, 50, 100% markup. He sells you wholesale. You can look at the wholesale price every day, and that's what you're getting it for. It's straight up the way America was supposed to be. And that's the plug, or call 720-605-3900. But man, he says he's never seen 25 years. The phone's melting down like this. People finally get it. When the general public finally figures this out, those of you sitting there watching gold and silver go up the last 2 years, saying, oh, I better not get in. I wait till it drops. Ain't happening in any scenario I see. Silver about to break the all-time high. The last time was manipulation by the Hunt brothers in 1980. This is not manipulation. This is all the market factors. Gold, all-time high. The ceilings have been broken, or we're right on the cusp of silver. When that resistance rate goes through with all the inflation we've had, the analysts that have been right all along are saying $100 silver by the year. We're talking about $5,000, $7,000 an ounce gold, potentially. I mean, this is insane. This is the bull market. Again, I got out of gold and silver for 13 years. Right when it hit the top, I said, get out, it's speculative. Unless you've got some as emergency backup, which I still had. This time I said it's different. I want to be the guy that steers you right. I need that mojo. I'm OCD about being right. In fact, I physically cannot screw somebody. So I've been in trouble and had problems before. And I'm like, what if I did some dirty trick like the devil's on my shoulder? It's like Clockwork Orange where he's been conditioned, where if he does anything wrong, he just starts throwing up and falling down. I mean, literally, I've gotten to that point where it's so enriching mentally, though, because most people that want to tell lies or manipulate, they got to think through everything they're about to do. See, there's no thinking with me. I just have the knowledge, the research, the history, and the spirit. And so it's already been thought out. I don't think about the right thing to do. I just do it. And then the brain starts connecting to the spirit. It gets so powerful. And that's how I'm so accurate. So I'm ranting. You sent me a lot of articles. You got to go to another meeting in a few minutes. I apologize. Dr. Kirk Elliott, a top economist and the top gold and silver company, which means he's street smart. Old fashioned way to get your customers, earn it. You guys sent me a lot of clips, a lot of stuff. What is going on? Well, it's everything you told us was going on, tracking exactly as you said it would. What's happening right now, Dr. Elliott?
Well, number one, everything always boils down to supply and demand, right? So the last show that we did together, we aired a clip from the commodities, main commodities analyst at TD Securities, right, that says London, the LBMA vault, will be depleted from silver in 4 months. Okay, this is a big deal. Because what else is coinciding 4 months from now? So that's October, November, December, January, so the beginning of February. Oh, Trump's executive order, the democratization of alternative assets and 401ks, becomes effective the first week in February, which opens up $12 trillion of captive 401k assets to commodities like gold and silver, cryptocurrency, real estate, right? So it's wow. So London is going to run out. There's going to be a bunch of new demand because of Trump's executive order. When you have low supply or no supply, and even more demand, prices are going to go
up. You
have
explosive price increases.
Explosive. So we're going to have explosive price increases before that, though. So as we're recording this, you know, silver this morning was 48.35, and now it's like just hovering right around 48. But literally, the high in 2011 was 48.70. The high in 1980, which is a different market. When the Hunt brothers cornered the market, it was very speculative, right? And they did have to file for bankruptcy. They
richest lost, like, men in the world.
Yeah, they lost over $1 billion in a day, right? It's like, oof, and $1 billion in 1980 dollars is a lot of money. So that high was 49.45. I'm not considering that as a high because it was completely this speculative thing. The high in 2011 was more normal market forces, which was 48.70. We're 70 cents away from that high. And like what we've talked about on previous shows, when we close above that high, which we're only 70 cents away from it, there's no more technical resistance. And that's when you start to see giant strides moving forward. Now, look at what happened this week. On Tuesday, the government shut down right at midnight. So what is this going to do to the markets? This is going to actually cause gold and silver to propel quicker than what we think, because and you've talked about this, I don't need to rehash it, but the Democrats are basically holding the White House hostage. They said, no, we're not going to play in the sandbox unless you give us $1.5 trillion to extend Obamacare COVID era tax credits, right? It's like, what? You're asking for $1.5 trillion and the government has no money? The government's shutting down because they have no money. So Trump's not going to play, right? And so here's where it gets really interesting. Starting like today, tomorrow, they're going to start furloughing upwards of 750,000 federal employees, right? But here's where Trump is an absolute genius. It's like, it's really almost impossible, Alex, as you know, to fire a lifetime federal employee. It's like finding a unicorn. It's like, it's hard to fire them. So, but he wants to downsize the government. Under a government shutdown, you can fire federal employees and you don't have to hire them back. There's no recourse, right? So it's like, the Democrats just shut down the government. I can now actually start to make waves. So what is this going to do 30 days from now? 30 days from now, the unemployment numbers should look pretty bad, actually, because you're going to have a lot of federal employees that don't have jobs anymore. What happens when those unemployment numbers look bad, which actually they're good, you're just cutting waste, right? But the Fed is going to have to lower interest rates in response to higher unemployment numbers. When you lower interest rates, gold and silver go up a lot. So here's where we're starting to see some of these pieces being put together. The government shutdown is added to the supply and demand discrepancies. We're reaching an all-time high, which means there's going to be no technical resistance points.
And so this is beyond a perfect storm. And then Warren Buffett, who never invests in gold, is now investing in gold. I mean, this is getting absolutely crazy. A tsunami of capital is about to move into gold, says Zero Hedge. What's happening here with Warren Buffett?
So Warren Buffett, for decades, has basically poo-pooed gold and silver. He said, I don't like gold and silver. They're just a speculative growth play and they're too risky. And I only like utility things that actually spit off income. You know, he's a value investor, right? This is his mantra.
I mean, apartments, things like that.
Apartments, things that generate income. But as a value investor, not values, value, he likes to buy things at a discount that he thinks is going to go up a lot, right? So interesting. He's poo-pooed gold and silver for decades or longer. And what did he just do? He didn't announce it. But if you look at the SEC quarterly documents that they need to file at Berkshire Hathaway, silently, he just bought $535 million worth of Barrick Gold in Canada, a mining company. It's like, why would he buy $535 million injected into a gold company if he didn't like gold? That's nonsense. Well, look at his philosophy as well. He's a value investor. He thinks that gold at these prices is actually a value. It's his philosophy of life. So I look at that and say, this is actually a really big deal, right? And you also look at what Morgan Stanley did. So Morgan Stanley changed their allocation model for the first time from 60% equities, 40% bonds, to 60% equities, 20% bonds, 20% gold. Mainstream, big, massive banks now looking at gold. And so did Jeffrey Gundlach, known as the Bond King. He's a billionaire bond investor, brilliant guy. He does bonds. He sells bonds, Alex. He invests in bonds, Alex. And so what did he say? His new allocation, 25% stocks, 25% bonds, 25% cash, 25% precious metals. It's like, oh my word. This is hitting mainstream. And we look and see what gold and silver have done over the last 3 years.
But that's what you predicted. You said this is fundamental in manufacturing and in inflation and in culture and in policy. And that when the breakouts happen, which have already been happening, many of them, this is going to be the super breakout, that it's the closest thing to a sure thing there is. And now here we are. And so when the general public finally figures it out, which we're getting into, it's going to be insane. So privately, we're not predicting this, but privately between you, me and you live here on air with millions watching, listening, what do you think is about to happen and what could stop this?
Well, what could stop it? We have global peace. You have massive amounts of new supply of silver that they get from Mars or the moon or whatever, right? It's not going to happen. The world is not going to be without wars and rumors of wars and turbulence for, I don't know if ever, right? The mining companies are not going to be able to open up new mines anytime soon, right? Because it takes 12 to 18 years from conception to actually production. That's over a decade away. There's not going to be any new supply. We're not going to get away from electronics or solar power or electric vehicles or battery technology or AI chips or cryptocurrency mining. All of that is intensive silver use. So if all those things were to go away, there would be no demand for silver. I don't see any of that going away. In fact, it's intensifying. So I don't think there's a stopping to it, right? So here's where we've got this culmination of a perfect storm. Supply and demand discrepancies hitting a technical point. Once we close above the old high of 4870, no more resistance. Silver is running out in London, and you've got Trump opening up $12 trillion of new markets.
Sure, so maybe these estimates you and others that have been accurate so far were underestimating when it finally jumps. I mean, how high does it go?
I think this year, conservatively, I think we probably hit 67 to 75. Next year, I'm looking at some of these economists' projections because of the G7 price floors they're putting on commodities that their economists are expecting 144 an ounce for silver. So yeah, let's just say 120 to 144 the first quarter to early summer of next year. That's tripling from where we are today. And everyone's all excited about gold doubling over the last few years and silver doubling over the last few years. The best is still yet to come. Now, I made a comment on the last show about, hey, we don't have to wait until February for people's 401ks to go into precious metals, right? You can do it now if you're 59 and a half, even if you're still working at the company. If you're 59 and a half, you can roll over that 401k into an IRA that allows you to go into physical metals. I made that statement and we got blasted with an inundated number of calls. It's like, I didn't know we could do that. You can. You absolutely can now. You don't have to wait until February. So if you missed that show and you're working at a company that has a 401k, you're over 59 and a half, make sure you call us because we can roll that into physical gold and silver for you. Now you don't have to wait.
Well, I was talking to one of my buddies this morning. He said, man, I sure wish I'd have gotten gold and silver with you and Elliot a couple years ago. He goes, but shouldn't I have stock? Explain to them owning a gold or silver stock versus physical holding.
Well, it's not the same. Let's say that you had a silver or gold ETF, and your broker was Lehman Brothers back in 2010. Like, well, Lehman Brothers went out of business. What happens to your stock? It's no longer there. If you're over the SIPC limit, you lose it. It's gone. Where companies can go out of business. Merrill Lynch could go out of business. Schwab could go out of business. All these companies could go out of business. If you own physical metals, you're not impacted. In fact, if that were to happen, gold and silver would soar, right?
Yeah, let me use a gross analogy, but it's true. Let's say you're in the military, only come home a few months out of the year. You got your hot wife back at home. Would it be better for your relationship if you were there all the time, or do you really think she'd with somebody while you're gone? I mean, you're going to leave your gold and silver somewhere else or leave it in a stock? I think you're crazy. You want to take physical holding of it right now. It's real simple, and this is the time to get in. KEPM.com/gold. There's a number there as well. You can call, get a free consultation. We'll put it on screen. It is so important. 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 720-605-3900. KPM.com/gold. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. They'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I just sang that back in the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
happening. I know you feel it. You see it, too. You tune in because you're informed. You want to know more. You're worried about what's happening. You're also optimistic in many ways. And you see people that say that it's boring news day. It's not about the news like you watch it like it's some entertainment. What's going on in the world obviously affects us all. And I know this audience knows that. But I'm just talking to people out there that just see the world as like entertainment. What's happening to other people is like it's a TV show or something. People really blur fiction with reality. You know, I don't really believe anything comes out of the Democrats and what they do or say in court. But I met with my lawyer right before I went live today about the receiver and the Democrat court trying to come in and take us over. And from all the pieces he's seeing, he's really smart. He thinks that at least, you know, they're being honest about what they plan to do in the attempted shutdown of this operation. There's also a lot of disinformation in the news. Oh, you know, Alex Jones to regain control of InfoWars. That's out of Newsweek today. Alex Jones could regain control of InfoWars. That is just absolutely not true. I have a non-dischargeable fake debt of billions of dollars in rigged court cases. Somebody else, if the courts would let them, could buy it like you're supposed to in the law, and then keep me on air, but the Democrats blocked that. So just because they're kicking out of federal bankruptcy, it's going to the state court, and the receiver with Judge Guerra Gamble, the Antifa Soros operative, and they've already appointed him, and my lawyer met with the receiver yesterday, and the receiver is coming here next Tuesday to decide what he's going to do. And he could call the sheriff's department if he wanted to now. Now, they got a lot of legal issues in that, and there's a lot of moving parts. But the point is, at this point, I'm not giving up. I got great lawyers, very well-known, famous bankruptcy lawyers. You're very, very moral, very smart. And they basically say, we're in checkmate. So I'm not going to sit up here and go, oh, look, Newsweek, we won. I mean, it's just, and you read the Bloomberg articles and stuff. They have people writing these articles that aren't even lawyers. And so you read it, and it's just like, and the other headlines, finally, the Sandy Hook families will get the money they're owed. They didn't want to settle. Shutting down a building and equipment, they'll get nothing. They say they don't want money. But still the news, finally, he's been hiding money. Now they'll get their billions. So I'll give you an update on it towards the end. But, you know, it gives me such a headache. No, I will tape a response later today for those that want to know. Because I know what's going on, but it's so convoluted. And they violated state and federal laws in so many ways to do this. That's why they're all freaked out. Because anybody they bring in to try to take the company over just says, what the hell did you do? He didn't get a real jury trial? You guys had fake auctions? You guys sent in armed security without a court order and told them to get out of the building? That's hijacking. It's armed robbery. The last receiver they appointed killed himself. So they go out and they get these receivers. And they come in and they go, what? And they say, I'm not here to get money as a receiver, a percentage. I'm here to torture someone. They're like, yeah. Throw in the news. We just want to hurt him as bad as possible. They're like, what? You just want to torture people? What? I mean, literally, the last guy killed himself over this. About, what, 4 months ago? Yeah, young guy. Killed himself. So when I tell you it gives me a headache, there are people killing themselves over this. And when you hear the term the families, that's what they call a newsjacking term. They bragged about it, the PR firms. The Democrats go, how do we raise money? Hundreds of millions. Well, we say Jones did stuff. We raise money off it saying we're victims. And then we say we're the families. Out of 20 families, we get like two or three of them who are political operatives. And then, oh, the families want their money. Oh, the families want their money from Remington. Oh, the families want the First Amendment ban. Oh, the well, I'm not against the families. And it's the same thing where the Onion, backed by Bloomberg publicly, His gun control group he owns, runs. He's the funder of 98% of it. Says, oh, we're going to act like we're him and take his identity and make and confuse people about him, discredit him. And now they announced 2 days ago, our new thing is we're going to wear the skin of Charlie Kirk and act like we're him and put out fake quotes. That's what the Democrats already do. So I can never stop because if I just went off and lived in a trailer in the woods somewhere, they would then lie about me forever, create a fake Alex Jones. I've got to fight for my identity and your identity because, in their words, I represent the populist. And if they can demonize me, they think they can demonize anybody. That's why my fight is your fight. That's why when you support me, you're supporting your own future. And I know most of you are smart and get that, but, I mean, that's not hype when I say that. These people are exponentially becoming more dangerous. And they always go, you just said the families are... No, I mean the Paul Weiss law firm, Koskoff and Koskoff, the CIA, the DOJ, you. Stop hiding behind dead kids. Stop trying to wear my skin. Stop trying to wear Charlie Kirk's skin. People are on to you. Have you seen the comments even on YouTube, 90-plus percent against you? On X, I mean, people are done. He hurt the children's parents. He sent people to harass them. Who came to harass you? We don't know. Nobody did. But you sent them. And again, I know you're sick of hearing about it. The point is, you think you're sick of it? You think you're sick of it? I'm really sick of it. Now, I'm done talking about it for now. For the rest of the broadcast, we got a big guest on the latest Charlie Kirk assassination information coming up. Big developments there. New evidence, new questions. This is going to be big. But I want to look at Israel ordering Palestinians to leave Gaza City or be designated as terror targets, despite many civilians being too sick or poor to flee. Where are they supposed to go? Well, into the desert or the ocean, why not? It's like Pharaoh driving the Israelites into the Red Sea. I wonder if they have a Moses to part the waters for them into the Mediterranean, a little deeper than the Red Sea. So that ties to Tucker Carlson saying things that I've heard and seen in the news and from Pentagon people for decades, that they feel like Israel's in charge, especially in Middle Eastern wars, in the Pentagon. Tucker talks about he's being called a liar, all the rest of it. Well, I brought the receipts. We'll be getting into that here in just a moment. And then I'm going to expand out into all the other news. But the consolation prize to all of this happening, and the consolation prize to all this tyranny is, there's such a hunger for freedom, such a hunger for truth, that the system's so demonized that because I'm the guy fighting the establishment, I'm then automatically seen as the go-to for the truth. And I'm trying to tell the truth, and I get most stuff right, but I'm certainly not perfect. So let's just be clear. I'm an upper saying. I'm some, pantheon of excellence. But I'm trying to be good. It's pretty scary, actually. I'm kind of the best there is. It's like my guest earlier, Trump long-term confidant and lawyer, Peter Ticton. And he's like, I'm not fighting this out of courage. I'm fighting it because I'm scared of the tyrants. That's what I've always explained. Like, I'm not fighting these people because I want to fight with these scum. They're so evil and so bad, we don't have a choice. They've got to be opposed. I mean, it's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have a choice. Have you figured that out yet? I mean, I guess you have a fake choice. Run up the white flags, let them cut your son's penises off, your daughter's breast off. Literally just let us kill us with fentanyl and devil worship and GMO and eat the bugs and all this hell they've got for us. Or say, we're done surrendering. You've declared war on us. We accept the challenge. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. But I tell you, I just saw them when they won that fake auction. They were here the next morning. And the other time with the armed guards coming in saying they told us to get out of the building, no court order. I've just been expecting them coming any moment. And just because the state appointed receiver says he's coming here to survey the building and meet with me and everybody on Tuesday, I hear my lawyers actually know this guy and say he seems like an honorable person. I've known him for years. I mean, they're not like best buddies, but they know him. And so I'm just taking their word for it that we might not get shut down until next Tuesday or so. So that kind of took a huge weight off of me, too. I mean, it's just, look, I'm not complaining, but this is what it is to be in a real war. And understand, like Trump says, I'm in the way. They're trying to get through me to get to you. Do you understand that? They're whining about Jimmy Kimmel, and they've had the Justice Department trying to shut me down illegally for years. And then the Justice Department launched an investigation into it, and then the deputy AG kills the investigation. And now it's a big scandal. And now the deputy AG, I'm told, is freaked out. Like, why? What do you think? Oh, because you're a liberal. You watch CNN still. And you just thought you'd help shut me down, Tom Blanche, and then it wouldn't become a big scandal. And I noticed I have just sat back since he did this week and a half ago. I just sat back, didn't say a word about him. Because I know how the universe works. I said, I want to see what other people do. All of a sudden, talk shows everywhere start finding out about it. Insiders in D.C. make calls. All of a sudden, it becomes a big scandal. And all I want Todd Blanche to do is grow some testicles. I mean, you're in a man's world. In the age of you lawyers all behind the scenes, shining up your shoes real shiny and thinking you're on a power trip, that's over. It's a new ball game. It's all uphill for you now. I'll let you join us. But we've been going uphill forever, so we're pretty strong. You've been coasting on a bicycle downhill, and now you're going up a mountain and you don't have any lower gears. You're just a regular bicycle. Well, guess what? We got 20 gear bikes, and we're the Lance Armstrongs of this. We have been squatting in the jungle with our rice bowl like Charlie while you've been back at the base and air conditioner getting weaker while we're getting stronger. To me, being attacked and demonized and lied about, it's like breathing. You guys don't know how to deal with it. That's why you keep wondering, God, the meaner, their lawyers walk over to mine and go, why are they giving up yet? I know that's what you guys do. You just give up. You're somebody else's slave. You follow orders. You got somebody that's your boss. Like I told you a million times, every time they sue me, they're like, in the depositions, who runs you? Who gives the orders? Who's in charge? I go, you're looking at them. Oh, yeah, right. Now they know. Yeah, I'm in charge of my ship. Too bad you're not in charge of yours because you work for other people. You don't have any original ideas. Look what you've become. Look who you are. It's pathetic. I want to air, you are here. A powerful new John Bound report dealing with World War IV, if you want to call it that. Then we're going to come back, hit the Israel news, other news, and go to our special guest, the Green Beret we had on last week a couple times. Amazing research, the latest on the killing of Charlie Kirk. It's all coming up. But don't forget, now's the time to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy any supplement, get one free with 20% off on top of it. Now's the time to get Methylene Blue and more. And if you use the app that's free on Apple, you get 20% off on top of that at AlexJonesApp.com. Here's John Bowles' report.
Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, The letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be.
Albert Pike served as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army. Following the war, Pike was jailed for treason. He was quickly pardoned by a fellow Freemason, President Andrew Johnson. Among eventually becoming a 33-degree Mason and a top leader of the Ku Klux Klan, Pike was also believed to be a Luciferian. He claimed he was able to summon Lucifer at will as the Grand Master of the Order of the Palladium. Palladism, or traditional Satanism, an ancient Luciferian cult, was then introduced to the inner circle of the Masonic lodges. This influence has flourished into modern-day Freemasonry in the super rites of the upper degrees. Industry, entertainment, the CIA, Congress, and our military leaders are inundated with Freemasonic Palladism, or a Luciferian New World Order. What follows are the chilling predictions, or better yet, instructions of Albert Pike's three world wars, funded in great part by the House of Rothschild. From a letter that he wrote to 33-degree Italian Illuminati head and mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini, dated August 15, 1871. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agenteurs of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments in order to weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. A bizarre letter indeed. And a red flag may have gone off when you heard the term Nazism, but the term Nazism was known to those in the Illuminati at that time. Will we allow this madness to unfurl unabated, or will we put a halt to it before it's too late? In February of 2025, researchers from the CAFRE Research Project, including Dr. Nicole Sokolo, Professor Filippo Biondi, Dr. Armando Mi, and Professor Corrado Malanga, announced the detection of extensive subterranean anomalies beneath the Pyramid of CAFRE. Utilizing SAR technology, or Synthetic Aperture Radar, in collaboration with Capella Space, the team identified chambers, corridors, and vertical shafts extending at least 1 kilometer deep, or 3,280 feet deep, with dimensions mirroring the pyramid scale.
Can advanced technology be lost and rediscovered centuries later? Is it possible
that an ancient culture had knowledge of and used electrical power. When such electrons are given the chance to bypass sections of rock via metal wire, quite large currents can flow. Limestone, dolomite, granite, supposedly constructed for a tomb, are, in fact, analogous to the exact materials we use to make electrical wires. They also share a relationship with pressure, which increases their electroconductivity. In 1993, a mysterious and inaccessible room was discovered after remaining hidden for thousands of years. Appearing to have deliberately been concealed by the structure's engineers, the room came to be called the Queen's Chamber and was finally explored in 2011 with a small remote camera to reveal a long-lost mummy? Hardly. It contained carefully crafted copper wire. And more importantly, there were instructions painted as symbols onto the floor, which appeared to show a clear wiring diagram.
Is what we are witnessing the unveiling of a massive ancient power source? Or is there more to this potentially human history-altering discovery? Edgar Cayce, a Kentucky-born psychic who gave 14,000 trance readings in the early 20th century, spoke extensively about a hidden hall of records tied to ancient civilizations, particularly Atlantis and Egypt. Cayce's take, straight from his readings, was that this hall of records is a literal time capsule buried near the Great Sphinx at Giza, Egypt. He pinpointed it between the Sphinx and the river, saying it holds the history of Atlantis, stashed by survivors around 10,500 BC. He described three such halls worldwide, one under Giza, another in the Bahamas near Bimini, and a third in the Yucatan. The Egyptian one, he said, is linked to the Sphinx's right paw, with chambers leading to a pyramid-shaped vault packed with tablets and artifacts. Cayce also tied its discovery to a global wake-up call, saying it'd be unearthed when humanity's ready for a shift during changes in the Earth. Since the early 2000s, the speed at which the poles have shifted increased to around 34 miles per year, with a total displacement over the past 40 years of roughly 620 to 683 miles from its position in the mid-80s. Cayce's predictions have been tied to the Emerald Tablets of Thoth the Atlantean, translated by Maurice Dorial. Its origins are debated, with some viewing it as a modern esoteric creation. It claims to channel Thoth, an Atlantean priest king who shaped early Egyptian civilization. The tablets describe the halls as a hidden complex beneath the earth, serving as a repository of Atlantean knowledge and a portal for spiritual evolution. The recent Giza
findings. Let's stop right here. There's only about a minute left of this. I want to come back in the short segment, next segment, finish this, and then tell you what I really think is going on here. Is this letter from Albert Pike real? Was it really published over 140 years ago? Or is it a forgery? Well, the answer to that question is even more fascinating, in my view. And we'll address that when we come back in the fourth hour. I'm going to hit the very real operations of Israel into Gaza, that if you deny it was genocide before, you really can't deny it now. And, I mean, that this is just a disaster. It's all coming up, and the latest on Charlie Kirk's assassination. Big developments have been discovered. Hour number four, straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app that's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us, because you never know when that front door will be locked, so we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
See the full report. If you missed any of it or want to share it, it's up at Real Alex Jones on X, band.video, Infowars.com. You are here, John Bowne. And it's a good report because whether or not this Albert Pike letter from 1871 is real or not, when you learn when it was published first that we know, it's still incredible. Wait till you see this. Was it in 1871? We don't know. But we do know when it was published in a major book. And wait to hear this. Let's finish the report, though. Here it is.
The tablets describe the halls as a hidden complex beneath the earth, serving as a repository of Atlantean knowledge and a portal for spiritual evolution. The recent Giza findings, vast, unexplained subterranean structures, align with these narratives, particularly Thoth's claim of a building beneath the pyramids, yet the leap from radar anomalies to a 36,000-year-old Atlantean complex requires further investigation that the Egyptian government is unwilling to undertake.
The incredible thing about what they're doing is this is space-based. You know, they're using space-based platforms to do this. And I think that's one of the reasons why they may be able to circumvent some of the restrictions placed by the Egyptian government, because, you know, what are you going to do about satellites passing over your region taking scans? At this point, I think that's just fair game until they create rules against it, which they're probably hurriedly trying to do in the light of these revelations.
John Bowne reporting for...
And they've since had private companies with aircraft recreate the scans, so it's real. All right, so here's what's really going on. Albert Pike was a Luciferian. He was an occultist. That doesn't mean all Masons are. I'm not a Mason. I'm not an apologist for Masons. George Washington was a Mason and warned of the Bavarian Illuminati and the French Revolution that they were devil worshippers in his letters to the Library of Congress. So, you know, good Masons, bad Masons, any organization or group can get infiltrated. But it is true that Pike was the head of the KKK and a top Confederate general and did write books about the Lucifer and all the rest of this stuff. But did he really write the letter in 1871 that they claim was up at the Army War College? No one's been able to prove that. His letter predicting three world wars. But what we do know is a book written in 1954 published a so-called letter that's all coming true exactly. So either the writer of Pawns of the Game, William Guy Carr, was prophetic and a liar, or wasn't a liar. He's either prophetic and a liar, or wasn't a liar, and had Albert Pike, who was satanically prophetic. So either way, no one wouldn't even know about this type of stuff in 1954. That is amazing. The first known publication of the alleged letter appears in William Guy Carr's 1954 book, when my dad was 4 years old, Pawns in the Game, where he claims it was published in the British Museum Library, but also Army War College, without providing specific citations or details. Carr, a Canadian naval intelligence officer and conspiracy theorist, presented it as evidence of a Masonic plot for world domination. The letter's contents describe three world wars subsequently planned by secret societies, the first to destroy Tsarism, establish Zionism, the second fascism to establish Israel, and the third against political Zionism and Islam to establish a global government. Well, that's where we are. There's no record of this letter in Pike's verified works or correspondence, and most serious historians consider it a fabrication. The British Museum, now British Library, has no record of such a document in their collections, despite Carr's claims. People take stuff out all the time. The narrative gained traction in the anti-Masonic and anti-Semitic circles during the Cold War era and continues to circulate in certain alternative history communities today. But regardless, what he wrote and his background has eerily accurately come true, so it has a lot of credibility, whether he made it up but was prophetic in it. Maybe he had a vision and decided a way to put it out. I don't know. Or he actually did see this letter. He was in naval intelligence, Canadian intelligence, naval intelligence, British intelligence, naval intelligence at the time. So naval intelligence, British naval intelligence, said this was in their museum, published it in 54, and it's all coming true now. Very powerful, any way you slice it. We'll be back with big news straight ahead. Stay with us in 60 seconds.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you actually watch Tucker Carlson's show, he's always been pro-Israel. He's not anti-Jewish, but he is anti-Netanyahu, and he knows Netanyahu's been pushing us to war from Trump, he's good friends with, and being inside the White House, and being friends with Trump's big anti-war Trump diplomat, Steve Witkoff. And so Tucker's trying to keep us out of wars. Tucker came 15 years ago. He called the office, called me, and said, I'd like to come apologize to you. I thought you were wrong. I want to come on your show. And he came here and said, I've been pro-war. I've been lied to. I've had an epiphany. And he said, I just want to say that you've been right, and I appreciate you. And he subsequently apologized to me. And I'm like, it's okay. You got conned. I've been wrong about things before myself. So it's not about, oh, Tucker apologized to me. It's just that his anti-war sentiment comes from being a wartime correspondent going back even before 9/11, back when he was, a senior in high school, being sent down, to cover the conference by his dad, the head of Voice of America. And he did not know his dad was CIA until he died. He knew he worked with him. That's a distinction. He'd always talked about that. People go, oh, look, it's not splitting hairs. It's a big difference. Oh, yeah, I mean, years ago. Yeah, my dad worked for with the CIA at the Voice of America and USAID. Well, that was known but he didn't learn that he was high-level super manager in the CIA. And he told me 2 weeks after his dad died over dinner that he just got the national security commendations and letters and things that you get when somebody in your family's been high level Delta Force or, CIA or whatever it is. It's secret until they die. And then you're also asked not to give the published details of it. I've had family that died that was in intelligence, and you didn't learn about it until they were dead. I mean, the things they did, the medals they got, the things that went on, because it's all secret. So Tucker had told me 2 weeks after his dad was dead, I was out there in Florida 6 months ago, and he was telling me all about it, a lunch and long dinners we had. and just how amazing it was that, you know, he was getting these letters and these calls and these officials calling and, you know, about how much his dad had done and the things he did in the Cold War. And that was back, you know, when guys were, not everybody in the CIA was bad. And, you know, his dad's always been pro-America and a great guy. But the point is that then Tucker goes on shows and said, I just learned my dad was in the CIA. They go, oh, look, and I'm not mad at Nick Fuentes. He kind of really smart, but he didn't understand the subtleties of that. Saying my dad worked with the CIA and showing clips of Tucker years ago saying it. And then now he didn't know. Now he didn't know. He learned his dad was right at the top of decision making, where you have directors that come and go, but they have these shadow directors. His dad was basically a shadow director of the CIA for decades, going back to Reagan and through. And the reason I tell that story is that you don't know when your family's in Army Special Operations, sheep-dipped. You know they're in the Army, they're an Army officer, you know the stuff they did, and then you hear, oh, they're in these businesses and these corporations that live around the world, and it's not until they die that they have a, you know, Army general come to the funeral and you know, talk about their long, distinguished career, and you find out it was 35 years long. And they don't give you the details. Then later you get handed a package of, you know, stuff and what they did. So I don't need to believe Tucker about this. I know. And I know how it works just because I've run into it a few times personally. So this is a real American patriot. And he's been consistently, for now 15 years, totally anti-war. And admits he was wrong. And we have Wesley Clark talking about the Israelis and the Pentagon pushing for total war. And we have all these other generals. And I've talked to him on air where, even if you're not anti-Israel, the brass is like, we don't have the Chinese in here. We don't have the British in here. We don't have anybody in the actual situation rooms. And the Israelis are all there. You have members of Congress that wear their IDF uniforms on the floor when they vote. Again, what if a member of Congress was wearing a Canadian uniform? You'd be like, aren't you American? Imagine if an American who was also, I guess, a dual citizen with Israel, wore a U.S. Army uniform in the Knesset. They'd be like, hey, dude, you're either an Israeli or you're an American. You can be pro-Israel and be an American. That's fine with me. But just, we have military bases, police stations flying Israeli flags, and you have the Israel lobby openly bragging, yeah, we control America now. You have Meta censor saying, yeah, Israel's censoring the Americans, and if you say we are, we'll ban you. You just said you are. So you're setting yourselves up as the villains. People are hyper pissed off about it. And then Tucker Carlson comes out and is being attacked everywhere as hating Israel and Jews in general because he simply points out something that's well known, that the Israel lobby is in there demanding total war in the Pentagon. They do it publicly on the news and everywhere else. Laura Loomer, who I think is a nice person, says Tucker Carlson just said he'd be comfortable sending condolences to Osama bin Laden's family, and even claimed he isn't sure if Hamas is even a real jihad terror organization. Yeah, no, that's one of her earlier ones. I want the one, I meant to send it to you, I thought I did. Just go to her front page. It's about him claiming. It's a post above this. Let me show you what I want. Let me just show you. Tucker mind-boggled. IDF officers storm Pentagon meetings and actually directed staffers. They enraged American Pentagon staff. Is Israel more embedded than we think? And Laura Loomer says, I've talked to the Pentagon. That's not true. Oh, so the Pentagon's got 50,000 people in it or whatever, and you just called some source, and you just know it's not true. I've dug up examples of where this has been in the news before. Of course this is going on. You got Netanyahu giving more speeches to Congress than the president. You got all the standing ovations. You got U.S. military bases flying the flag. You got all these lies that Tucker's on the Qatar payroll. You know, the Qatar payroll, the U.S. government's paying them. Qatar defended Israel during the attacks by Iran. Whenever I am anti-war in the Middle East, oh, you must get Qatar money. Well, I ain't never seen the paycheck yet. I'll find you guys, Laura. Liver Club. Don't worry, I'll get to you. So that's where we are. That's what we're dealing with. And so you have this firestorm of attacks on Tucker because he's stating something that's well known. And I mean, just look at some of the examples that I just mentioned to you. I mean, I want to show you these instead of just talking about them. GOP lawmaker wears Israeli military uniform to Capitol Hill. And I mean, here he is. I don't dislike this guy. I'm just saying, come on, dude. Here's U.S. military bases flying the Israeli flag. What? Flying at sheriff's departments. And now Israel orders Palestinians to leave Gaza City or be designated as terrorist targets despite many civilians being too sick or poor to flee. Where are they supposed to go? To the ocean? The plan is to annex it all. It's wrong. Do I like the Islamists? No, but I don't want to kill little kids, folks. They go, well, in World War II, we firebombed cities. Yeah, and they were attacking us. And the point is we passed the Geneva Convention to stop that. And you say, well, that controls our military. We shouldn't do it. And Egg says get rid of it. My issue is that morally, it's the wrong thing to do. Shoot three missiles into a hospital over a few hours and say each one's an accident. It isn't an accident. They are ethnically cleansing these people. And then Netanyahu, it leaked 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, wants to ship them here? I mean, just come on. I'd rather Netanyahu take a dump on us than do that. They're going to stir up this bee's nest and then send the survivors here. That's why it's even sicker. So here's Laura Loomer. And she can come on and debate this if she wants. I have spoken to high-level sources at the Department of War today, and they told me Tucker Carlson's lying. Oh, okay. So Israel isn't all over the place demanding war. They don't have billboards up everywhere and TV ads pushing Trump for it. Israel isn't entitled. And then Loomer hits him with, you know, he's been in business with people that decades ago worked with the Bushes. Yeah, he's apologized for 15 years. It's no secret he used to be a neocon adjunct. He wasn't really a full neocon, but, you know, a supporter of it. So again, if somebody repents publicly, steadfastly fights against it, you're like, ooh, we found out he used to be pro-Middle Eastern war. What? It's like the left doesn't get this either. I'm not against Laura. Maybe she's just scoring points. She can't be stupid. I don't think she's stupid. The left, every time I talk about how I paid for abortions, I repented and I killed my children and it was wrong and God touched my heart. I mean, I was a teenager. Oh, it's a blob of whatever. The girl's pregnant. She wants $300. I've admitted the worst thing I've done in my life is that. I mean, I haven't done much bad other than that, actually. I mean, I've only done the worst thing you can do. I do that and they go, he's such a hypocrite. He's been involved in abortions. And then he says, no, my point is you admit you're wrong and you stand up and do something about it. So is she going to put out a headline? Jones is against abortion today, but he paid for a bunch of them. Yeah, where do you know that from me? Tucker, with his dad, 6 months into the Afghan invasion after 9/11, was over there on a big passenger jet when a bomb blew up and blew out the bulkhead and killed a bunch of them. Then it crash landed, and he and his dad lived. And when I was having dinner with Tucker, I said, I know they blew you and your dad up. And interesting, that barely ever hit the news. He said, yeah, because my dad was the target, and he got them in the media to shut it down. He had, like, control of the media. Talk about, you know, international stuff. So that we don't want to give the jihadis credit that they almost killed us, but he didn't even know that. And believe me, people, I know people that have had CIA in their family at high level. They don't know. It's like in the movie The Good Shepherd. It's very accurate about the founding of the CIA and out of Skull and Bones, where you have the Matt Damon character. That's all based on a true story produced by Robert De Niro. Excellent film. Very historic, according to the Chronicles of the Skull and Bones that leaked via Charlotte Isby, whose dad was in Skull and Bones. She was the head of the Department of Education under Reagan. She leaked that stuff to Anthony Sutton in the late 70s. And you see in the movie where the wife of the CIA, you know, secret subdirectorate head. She's like, I want to know, are you in the CIA? What's going on? You know, the wives don't know. The kids don't know. So that's a side rabbit trail. People ask like, oh, yeah, how do you know? No, Tucker Carlson did not know this. Because that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, they'll kidnap your family. They figure that out, figure out they know anything. And back in the old days, they were much better at keeping stuff secret. Now they're a bunch of candy asses that just run around acting powerful. And that's what the country's falling apart. So here's Tucker Carlson calling out Israel. This is 100% going on. And in our actions and in Congress, like trained seals being thrown fish and then barking and doing tricks and bouncing beach balls off their noses, you see the trained seal behavior of Congress. And I don't care what special interest it is. You know, they act like trained seals, the chemical companies that want to keep putting glyphosate and fluoride into the water table. I don't like big pharma. I don't like the big chemical companies out of control. I don't like any of it. I don't like what the Israel lobby is doing. And it's not a simple visceral hate. It's out of my sovereignty, and I come here as a legitimate person and say, stop it. You never put up with me in your business like this. You got a lot of chutzpah. It's time for you to stop. And from my perspective, I don't just get the general public to agree with me. I get most of the Jews to. Because a lot of them are real smart, and they go, yeah, this is not going to end well. Yeah, it's not going to end well. Stop it. And for idiots that want to blow up Israel and drive them in the ocean, they got thousands of nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere either. You idiots want to destroy Israel. Stop it. It's called mutually assured destruction. War game every scenario out. And even if I could hit a button and destroy Israel, I wouldn't do it. But I've also war gamed if some crazy did what it would do. You can't have it. Israel's going nowhere unless it destroys itself from within, just like we're doing. And Israel's really helping get that done right now. So I tell Israel and the pro-war dum-dums, every former and current Israeli top general, admiral, intelligence chief says it needs to stop. 6 months ago, it needs to stop. But a bunch of you are all wound up in your war fever, and I guess you like getting the position of being the underdog, and oh, this is sick. But I can tell you, you are now absolutely in the position you were in the 1930s as the most reviled, demonized group, and most of it's not true. And most of you don't deserve it. But it doesn't matter. For whatever reason that you're always at the center of this, you are now at the center of it again. And every time this Jews against the rest of the world against Jews thing cranks up, absolute death and destruction for everybody. And so I'm just like, boy, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. Can we just not do this? And now Trump's given Hamas a last chance deadline to agree to a peace plan. Like I said Friday, that was an ultimatum. That wasn't a peace deal. That's Trump's got everybody agreeing to just genocide the hell out of the whole place and march them out into the desert on donkeys. And then not only will Israel be the most hated country in the world, we will be along with it. Because here's the deal. The Muslims can kill millions a year in Africa, but there's no TV cameras. The media won't cover it. So Israel's like, hey, we're only killing 50,000. What's the big deal? They're over here killing a million. Because the corporate media wants to run it. The Rothschild media wants to run it. Because it's creating the cauldron of the clash that is the Albert Pike letter. Whether it was real or not in 1870, whatever, it was real in 1954 when it got published, and it's coming true. Whether he wrote it or whether this British naval intelligence guy wrote it, it's happening. And it is the Rothschild plan and the Balfour Declaration. So did this naval officer in intelligence use Albert Pike as a nom de plume? William Guy Carr? Or did Pike write it? It doesn't matter. It's 100% accurate, and we're now in the third act of it. Comprende, 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 comprende. Comprehend. Do you read me? Do you got me? And you got these Orthodox Jews butchering the red heifer and stirring up the Muslims. I mean, it's just like, oh, my goodness. And the Christian Zionists, yay, we're going to make God come back. We're going to trigger the Armageddon. Woo! You think you're going to make God do what God's going to do? Boy, that's like Gnarls Barkley says, you think you're in control? Bless your soul. You're crazy. I tell you, the most unlucky thing you can do is get arrogant and full of bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. Every culture's got names for it because we all do it. I don't know who I'd say has the worst bravado I've ever seen. I think everybody's got their own flavors of it. But the Jews might be the Michael Jordan of it. I don't know, though. I think everybody's got it. The Germans are really arrogant as well. I don't know. That's why they're all kind of killing each other. That's how this works. Boy, I just wish we could go to space and have the live sensor technology and stop all this crap. Because I already feel strong and great. I don't need to dominate other people to prove I'm good. But that's how it's all going to end. The Chi-Coms are really arrogant, too. Not good. Not good. You can smell the death from here. Socrates says, I know nothing. Al Shode says, I know I'm kind of retarded. Because the more you know, the more you don't know. But I know this. This demonization of anybody criticizing out-of-control behavior by Netanyahu, the anti-Semitic, people don't care what you call them anymore. In fact, a lot of people that aren't sophisticated go, well, if you're saying I'm Hitler, I'm going to get fitted for my Hugo Boss uniform. And that's all part of the dialectic. It's all part of them lining us up in the outfits they provided. And then we're just supposed to do this to each other. And then the elites come up with a plan. When 1% of the population has 80% of the wealth now, to make us more poor and control us, instead of actually empowering people, bringing back competition, bringing back decency, and being real aristocrats, and creating systems of competition for wealth for all. But these people, the globalists, would rather rule over a pile of crap than share in heaven. All right, here's the Tucker Carlson clip that's so evil, which is totally true.
In June, for example, during the 12-day war, such as it was with Iran, the U.S. and Israel versus Iran, bombing on all sides. During that short conflict, IDF officers in the Pentagon, foreign military officers in the Pentagon, and by the way, they're not the only foreign military officers in the Pentagon, to be clear. There are NATO officers, they're from other countries, you know, British, but there are a bunch of Israeli Defense Force officers in the Pentagon that week. And during that week, ask anyone who works at the Pentagon, they enraged American Pentagon staff by just barging into meetings, giving orders, making demands, and nobody did anything about it. How can a foreign military officer barge into military headquarters, even if invited, but barge into a meeting and start demanding, we want this, we want that, you need to get on this? Huh? The more you allow that kind of deeply unhealthy behavior, the more you're going to get. And that's exactly what has happened. Because of the weakness of our leaders, we have incited predators in a foreign country to take advantage of us. Oh, that's such an anti-Israel thing to say. It's not anti-Israel at all. It's a demand that the people whose job it is, whose sacred duty it is to defend and represent us, our leaders, both at the Pentagon and all throughout the U.S. government, that they do that, that they stand up and defend us against all potential threats, against all foreign countries to the extent they need to, and that they do not prostrate themselves before a foreign nation.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to single out Laura Loomer, who I like as a person, think she does a lot of great work, but she's like, oh, I just heard it's not true. Well, I mean, because I've seen the clips, I've been too busy to find them, where this has been said for many years about the IDF. But we saw Netanyahu come address Congress and demand full war and pushing us to our face. So don't deny what their prime minister was doing wasn't being done by their officers at the Pentagon. Tucker's telling the truth. We'll be right back with a special guest, the latest on Charlie Kirk's murder. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. They'll be like, all the shows is running in, it got shut down. We've been fighting it, we don't want it, but yeah, it's happening. But they don't own thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. And download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
special guest on huge developments in the Charlie Kirk assassination. No one that's a security expert or ballistics expert believes such a story. We're really honing in on what's going on now, and the findings are very disturbing. But I just have to go there, so sorry. I'm not accusing anybody at TPUSA or anything. I don't know who killed him. I just know the story we've been given is beyond horse crap. But first, I noticed we posted some stuff on X saying, oh, the new InfoWars app's doing pretty good. No, number one, 48 hours after its launch by our sponsor, Bigly, just an audio and video feed, the news feed, and the store's on there. For theauctionstore.com, anybody using the app is 20% off on top of the record sale we got going on top of it right now, methylene blue, you name it. But the point is that right now, alexjonesapp.com, you have to use that link because Apple won't let you search for it. All it is AJN Live. It's all programmed right, works great. They won't even let you search it because they're so pissed. When it hit number 9, number 8 yesterday, number 6, they then delisted it. But despite that, it's gone to number 1 in news and is about to break the top 100 right now. What a repudiation of the censors. What a repudiation of the deep state trying to shut us down. I want to thank you all. They're spreading the word. Incredible job breaking. AJN Live hits number 1 in news apps above X. We're not in competition with X. I just can't believe that even happened. And it's surging. It was at 176 today in total global apps. It's about to break 100 at current rates. Remember our last app they banned in 2018, had been around for years, went to number 1 in news apps, and then years later climbed to the top 10 of any apps in the world. We were getting millions and millions of listeners a day just off the app. They banned it. Tim Cook made the decision. Interview. Type in Tim Cook defends banning Alex Jones. He led the charge. Will they do it again? We don't know. Here's a short breakdown. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number 1 in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number 1 in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number 1 before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number 1 in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com. All right, very exciting. Nate Karnakia is our guest, retired Green Beret out of 1st SFG. Spent 10 years Army Special Forces. Military combat honors include Army Commendation Medal with Valor, Army Commendation Medal, C device, AAM with C device, all in operations in Afghanistan, Valhalla, VFT. But he's a really smart guy, and I'd already seen his work before, but I've been watching his show now. Big fan. Glad to have him here with us in the limited time we have of the war room today. But he's done some ballistics tests. Also, new developments, no blood on anyone who's treating Charlie. I can tell you, I know some Delta Force guys and people that are now saying maybe he had squibs and it was all theater. I'm not saying that, okay? The internet said Sandy Hook didn't happen, and I only covered it and got blamed for it. It looks real to me when he's getting shot, but no blood on anyone who's treating Charlie. Charlie Kirk's steel neck debunked with 30-06 ballistics tests. Tyler does not have a rifle with him when he walks to the roof. This is all conclusive. Retired Green Beret, Nate Karnakia is our guest. Nate, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Also, congrats on the success of your app. That's awesome to see.
Well, that's all the listeners, but it shows the hunger for truth.
Yeah, so, Alex, I'd love to say I solved the case for you here. I haven't. I still met. I'm also almost more confused than I was the last time we talked. But what I can do is point out some things as we've been digging deep into this that just don't make sense anymore. Right? You talked there. We're going to go over this clip of all of the security guards who are supposedly treating Charlie, that no one has any blood on their hands at all. And I can tell you, as a guy who's literally treated gunshot wounds in combat myself, this is not a thing. This is probably the most suspicious. Everything I've seen, this drives me the most crazy. as you watch this, guys, we're talking about a gunshot wound to the carotid artery. All of these guys.
And look at this guy in brown right here with the striped shirt.
Big old.
I mean, he's smiling. He's acting like he just opened a Christmas present here.
And I want you to watch it. Okay, we're handing things off, but as we're handing things off, no blood. No one has any blood on their hands. Who? So here's what I'm gonna say, Alex. I'm not trying to point fingers or conspiracies, but I want to know, why did nobody try to save his life? No one there is stopping the bleeding. Not one person put their fingers in Charlie Kirk's neck or their hands. This is
well, remember when you first came on 2 weeks ago, that's when all my security guys, they're all former special operations, they said, they don't, the way they run around, like they have something planned, but it's nothing they've ever seen. They don't know the hand signs. They're picking things up. And they said that what they see is premeditation, but they don't know what it is. And now this no blood thing and the looks on their faces like they're taking a Sunday walk. This is weird.
So again, I want to make it clear for most of the viewers out there have not treated a human being that's been shot. Okay. Those of us that have know blood is everywhere, Alex. It is, I don't want to say the F word. Everywhere.
We can delay it. Blood is fucking everywhere.
It's fucking everywhere. It had been over everybody's hands. It would have been over all of their shirts, pants, especially an artery shot like that. It's not possible that just no one has any blood on their, even their hands. So to me, what I want to know now is, you know why I was very suspicious about why we're not getting this high fidelity camera footage from right behind Charlie Kirk. And now I want to know, show me that footage. So you, cause that footage is going to show me exactly what you're doing to treating Charlie Kirk. And I think, again, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. Alex, I think, you know, I've been on your show enough times that you would agree. I'm very level headed with this stuff. Tell me why Turning Point, no one treated Charlie Kirk. No one tried to stop the bleeding. You can see it right here. No blood on anyone's hands. Weird things being passed off. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. So I'm not willing to say this is nefarious. But I am willing to say nobody tried to save his life. I'm 100% confident in that. I can watch it right here in front of me. And then the question is why?
Well, I've seen the blown up videos of them when they're taking him out of the truck too. And you look at their shirts and stuff. I know they're far off videos, but I don't see it either. So
there's an argument to be made that because he got shot in the carotid, potentially if the heart got impacted somehow and it stopped immediately, all the blood would have already evacuated out of his body before he got moved. Okay, let's say hypothetical that's the case. There's still no blood anywhere on any of these people that supposedly treated him.
Well, let's be clear. I haven't shot humans like you have or treated them. But back when I had time, I've hunted on wild game ranches, you name it, Colorado, all over the country. I mean, I used to go like five times a year. And I've shot zebra, you name it. In fact, just using a zebra example. Well, my son shot a zebra about 300 yards with 308, hit it right in the triangle like you're supposed to, you know, where the stripes come together, hits it, goes through. We have to drive down an embankment up. Takes us like a minute and a half to get there. We're still there, and like 2 feet of blood is shooting out entrance hole, and then it's kind of subsides like a water fountain, kind of gets slower, and it died right there. But I'm not trying to be gruesome, folks, but the point is a minute and a half later, it's still pump, 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 and he hit it because we butchered it later. He hit it right in the heart. So, yeah, I don't buy this that there's not blood still spraying everywhere, you know, 2 seconds later.
Well, it wouldn't even matter because this is immediately. He gets shot and they immediately, this is right after he's shot.
No, that's
shot.
My point is a zebra's heart blown out is still pumping a minute and a half later.
But I mean, this, like, you can watch their hands. And as you let this clip play out, we see all of their hands. All of these guys, both their hands, both their sleeves, there's no blood on anybody. And this handing stuff off while they're supposedly, like, why is nobody, Alex, when you're talking about a carotid artery injury, what I'm doing immediately when I roll up on somebody and they've got an arterial wound, I'm burying my hands inside of that wound before nobody's taking a shirt off. Nobody's getting gauze. Like, you don't have gauze, get a shirt off. Give me some clothes. I need to pack that wound.
And by the way, even low level, not very well trained security knows to jam gauze or clothing into a wound.
Or at least your thumb. Get your thumbs down in there and actually stop the bleeding if you can until you can get somebody to bring you help. But I can tell you, I watched this clip. None of that was done. So are these guys, they just had no trauma medicine experience? None of these guys that are his personal security have ever done trauma medicine? I teach trauma medicine courses, Alex. And this is just not.
But let's look at the body language of these guys. Their faces. I mean, I would show more concern flipping an omelet to make sure I didn't burn it. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm watching body language. They look like It's funny.
I know. And again, I'm not trying to say this is nefarious, but I am saying if this isn't nefarious, this is insane ineptitude. These guys have no idea.
Yeah, what about adrenaline? I mean, I know even a wimpy guy, their buddy gets blasted like this. They'd have shoulders flared out. They'd be shaking. You'd see really serious faces, teeth bared. I know what people look like under a car wreck or anything, but people are like, I don't see the battlefield, like this thing. I don't see any of this.
Well, I could tell you, I mean, having treated real casualties, you watch guys super experienced, like any Green Beret is insanely highly qualified in trauma medicine, right? And anytime I've done it, my hands are like this, Alex. And
I
mean, that's somebody that's actually done it, shaking, my adrenaline's through the roof because
you're empathizing with somebody blown in half.
Well, and I don't have a lot of time to save this person's life, right? I don't have time to mess around and be handing shit off and just willy-nilly whatever I'm doing. Like, I would immediately have both my hands inside Charlie's neck, both my thumbs, identify where this laceration is in the carotid. My thumbs are on it, and I would be screaming at the guy next to me to take his shirt off so that we can bury something inside of his neck.
Well, exactly. I've never been in combat like you, but I watched documentaries in Iraq, Vietnam, all of it. And Dr. Family was, you see that, people screaming, people yelling, even experienced medics, they care. It's a totally different, it's like this. Instead, these guys are like.
I'm not the type of person to say, oh, this is nefarious, but I can watch that clip and you can watch that clip. And I'm sure everybody at home, even if you've ever done trauma medicine or not, listening to me explain it, now watching this is going to go, what the fuck? What are you guys doing? So again, Alex, where's that high fidelity camera right behind them that would have filmed this? Show me that. Show me what these guys were doing. I'm very concerned with that at this point. Just due to negligence. Even if it's not nefarious, negligence is serious here.
I want to know why multiple people are smiling.
Dude, Alex, I don't know. I'm not ready to go down the rabbit hole of these guys were in on it, but I can tell you at an absolute minimum, I see massive negligence or incompetence at a minimum. I don't think that's arguable from anybody who's been in the trauma medicine sphere to say this is not normal. And I've sent this to our 18 deltas, multiple 18 deltas. I'll have my buddy Alex, who's an 18 Delta Special Forces medic, some of the highest trained trauma medicine people in the world, will be on my live stream tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific, and he's going to go through this exact same thing about none of this is correct or normal. So,
wow. Well, yeah, I want to play some clips of that on my show tomorrow, or maybe you come back on. We're in a commercial-free show, noon to 2 p.m. Exactly. So, well, that's what I've heard. I mean, you've been on a few times. Last time we talked, I've talked to all these Army Special Operations, Green Berets, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, all. No one buys it. None of their friends buy it. They found no one that doesn't think this whole thing doesn't make sense.
So I saw a poll. I saw a poll that, I think it was 88%. And this was it had tens of thousands of votes. Who believes the official narrative? And it was like 88% of average Americans don't believe it. I can't point to a single person I know that is just like, yep, FBI story, that checks out. I wanted to debunk some of the 30-06 sort of people have been trying to say, well, maybe it was a soft tip round or maybe it was a low grain load.
Charlie Kirk steel neck debunked with our 30-06 ballistics test. Yeah, go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah, so we did a ballistic test where we just used a regular 30-06 round with, I think it was 160 grain, 170 grain, pretty average round. I mean, we shot cow femurs wrapped in beef. It just exploded everything. It shot through up to half inch steel, no problem. I mean, nothing came close. And again, my buddy Brian here is a precision rifle competition shooter. And he made a joke at the start. We had everything on the tailgate and I asked him, what's going to stop a 30-06 round? And he said nothing, including this tailgate, which is true. But I've heard people have said, oh, well, it was a soft tip round. Well, as a guy like me that just happens to have all these things, I've got a soft tip round here. Alex, I'm sure you as a hunter know. People say, oh, it's a soft tip round. A soft tip round, guys, is actually designed. It doesn't have copper on the end. It's designed to mushroom faster to create even more damage and an even bigger exit wound faster. So the people who are saying, oh, it was a soft
exactly,
tip
that
round.
That would have blown his neck probably 80%
round,
off.
Yeah. A soft tip round would have decapitated Charlie in front of everybody. So that's a little silly. Now, and I'm also hearing, Alex, I'm sure you might be hearing this. Oh, well, it was a low grain load. Let me talk about that. Let's talk about a low grain load. let's say, let's knock off 1,000 feet per second, just to make it obnoxious here, right? That's how low of a grain load we did on this reload. We're dropping from, on average, 2,500 feet per second to 1,500 feet per second. Okay. Well, let's talk about a 9mm round, Alex. 9mm rounds moving at about 1,000 feet per second. And why do we use hollow point rounds? Why do police use hollow point rounds in a pistol that's
for more knockdown power?
That, but also because it's going to punch through, and you want that hollow point round to fragment so it doesn't punch through and kill innocent civilians. So when we're talking about, let's say you drop 1,000 feet per second off this 30-06 round, it's still moving at, let's say, 1,500 feet per second. The round is three times bigger than a 9mm round. So if a 9mm round is going to punch through most humans, what do you think a 30-06 round is going to do at even just 1,500? It's going to blow through his neck like butter. It's not going to make any difference. So all the people, and then there's also the angle. Okay. This is what I want to debunk too. Oh, it was a 9-degree slope. Let me look at this. This is Charlie sitting straight up. This is a 9-degree slope, as ish, we would say. As the round comes in and hits his neck, people want to say, oh, then it refracted straight down at an 81-degree angle into his spine. That's not how Newtonian physics works. That's not how ballistics works. If it hits, even if it hits something very hard, it's going to hit his vertebrae, which is not hard. It's not even, it's going to barely change the angle. It'll refract it down a little bit. So Charlie would have had to been shot at an extreme angle for that to actually make sense.
Absolutely. That round's so powerful. I bet it wouldn't even deflect any at that range.
I mean, maybe a couple degrees, Alex, but it's not refracting 81 degrees straight into the ground. That's not how Newtonian physics works. So if your argument breaks the laws of Newtonian physics, I can't get behind it. I'm sorry. I can't.
I agree. So this whole thing's disintegrating. And then moving on, Tyler does not have a rifle with him when he walks on the roof. Yeah, I've seen the video. Let's play that. This is really proof that we're being lied to right here.
So I want to look at, when we look at this, everybody who says he's got it in his jeans, oh, it's not in his jeans, it's up his back, right? Okay, well, we can see every angle in high fidelity. There is no rifle in his jeans.
You could even put the barrel broke down in there.
Look at his back. There's no giant 30-06 barrel, or not barrel, excuse me, buttstock coming up the back of his neck. As far as I can see, we play this a few times, he has no rifle at all. Even this tiny little backpack, I'm not sure could even fit a broken down.
You couldn't even put a compact M4 in that backpack.
I don't think so. So anybody who wants to tell me it's a broken down 30-06, I mean, I got one right here. I want to talk about this too. This is a 22 to 24 inch barrel. That's 2 feet. The barrel, even broken down, isn't fitting in that backpack. So where's his rifle, Alex? Unless this is not footage of him, or it's not footage of him going to the roof, but the FBI tells us it is, there's no rifle in his pants. There's no rifle up his back. We can very clearly see there's no rifle here, right? Are we in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that. So it has to be in his backpack. A 30-06 broken down is not fitting in that backpack.
But even the butt wouldn't fit in there.
No. So where is this rifle? How did he get the rifle to the roof? To even take this shot.
So you don't like to speculate, but we now know the official story is a lie. What the hell's going on here?
And then this footage, obnoxiously, if you roll it back to the start.
Back it up.
I mean, this is very clearly edited. It's altered. He's got obviously no rifle at all. He's got a shadow. Okay. As you see him run around the corner of the building here, it's very clear he does not have a 44 inch long gun. He's not carrying anything, but then he hits here, his shadow disappears, and now all of a sudden he's carrying something. Then when he drops down, if you watch the pedestrians in between these trees in the background, that dude just vanishes. He's gone, just into the nether. So this is obviously shittily edited.
I was about to say, my FBI sources think this is being put out to actually discredit somebody in the government. Like, they would put this out to create this. I mean,
also, Alex, let's think about this. If you go back to the very first frame of this security camera has eyes on where he would have taken the shot from. Boom. That where you can see it in the far left corner.
Why aren't we getting the tape before this?
Why does the tape start when he's running? Why don't you show, you could show me him shooting.
Well, that goes
to
a larger issue. There's ring cameras. There's cameras everywhere. Why do we have such limited stuff right in the middle of a major city?
Well, and I forgot to send you this video, Alex. Somebody walked through this entire area and showed all of the cameras that are everywhere in that building. I mean, we would have had him on camera from start to finish, entering the building all the way to the roof. Everything's on camera. Maybe they have it, Alex. Maybe the FBI randomly is not putting that information out, but is putting out bad information. Why? I don't know.
Let me say this. What time are you doing your show today?
5 p.m. 5 p.m. Pacific will be our live. We're going to go over all the anomalies of this that just don't make sense. They don't work.
Yeah, I mean, and so where people find that on your X or where, or YouTube?
Paul Hall VFT on YouTube. Yep, it'll be on our
All
YouTube
right,
channel.
Well, I'm doing a special show noon to two tomorrow. Maybe you can pop in with those findings for us, but we got about 2 minutes left. I mean, I could have easily come out with conspiracy theories up front. I don't do that. You know, a bunch of viral stuff. I was debunking all fake stuff, but all this is irrefutable. I've had other experts all making the same points. Where does it go from here? Because only the FBI could cover this up. I'm not trying to blame the Trump admin, but this looks like Butler 2.0.
Well, I'll tell you this. As far as I know, Alex, the family just hired the Menendez brothers lawyers. So this whole story about the dad turning him in now, that, and I know we don't have a lot of time. That's another one that's now not true. Now it was a family friend sheriff that forced or basically.
And now the feds are giving them away preliminary hearings. They're not. So it looks like they're getting ready to fight. So that means Tyler Robinson might get Epstein.
Well, what it means is Tyler Robinson and his family are going to plead not guilty and fight this. And so good luck to the prosecution. Because my God, this is rife. That legal team has got to be salivating right now. I mean, I have no idea, unless the FBI has all this information and all this evidence that they've just withheld, which is very bizarre because they've been blasting out bad information. So unless
everyone Patel put out the Epstein cell stuff and it was all edited. I mean,
it's bizarre. It's also, Alex, it's getting more bizarre the further we go along. The more information we get, the more bizarre this gets.
Yeah, I got criticized day one for not saying it was conspiracy. I hadn't seen evidence. It just gets worse and worse. I just can't believe, because the balls for whoever has really done this to try to pull this off, I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, maybe it's a lone gunman. Maybe it's a kid that did. I don't know, but I know it's not this lone gunman from the position with the rifle. And we didn't even get into the rifle picture. I mean, we don't even have time. That the supposed rifle picture we've all seen, the viral rifle picture, that's basically a modern Walmart synthetic plastic with stainless steel 30-06. That's not Grandpa's old 30-06. I got one right here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a World War II.
Grandpa's are beautiful wood and blue. Yeah, that's Grandpa.
Look at that. This is World War II era 30-06 right here. That is not what you saw in that picture. So what is that rifle? Where's the real rifle?
Like, they didn't start making those rifles till the 90s.
Here you go. That's a modern synthetic buttstock with stainless steel.
Yeah, that looks like a Ruger 30-06 to me.
There's none of those in pre-World War I. That's not a thing. So what is that? Where did this come from? Apparently now the FBI is saying, no, we never said that's the rifle.
Okay, so well, maybe it's a time machine. You know, maybe Doc from the Back to the Future brought it back. Because I didn't see those synthetic stocks, what, about like 1990?
Yeah, it's pretty, I would say probably the 80s and 90s.
Well, I know M16s were synthetic in the 60s, but I mean, they didn't start having consumer stuff to look like.
Nothing. Again, I've got multiple Browning Belgian made pre-World War II 30-06s. None of them have synthetic plastic. That's not a thing. So again, I don't know, Alex. It's just everything's gotten so bizarre that like I'm less confident in trying to figure this out than I was day one at this point. Because
what we know is we're
so
being
bad.
Lied to. Nate, thank you. Talk to you soon. Amazing. All right. Harrison Smith, Loaded for Bear, The War Room right now. Find the feeds at Infowars.com/show. Thank you all for your support. And thanks for making the app number one in the world in news. God bless you all.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger. than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.